What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
I'm Minnie.
I'm Emilio.
I'm not
clever today. And I burped right on it. On cue.
All right, so we're missing Chi today. She's moving into her new place.
Are we really missing her, though?
Boom! She's had a tough go at it, huh?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. This past couple weeks, and with her moving and stuff.
Yep. Somehow, half of a studio full of stuff is too much for one full studio worth of stuff. Like, you know what I mean?
She was
cohabitating. Now it's all hers, and she has
still
too much, stuff. Yeah.
Is it a smaller place?
Yeah, I think so, but not like crazy amounts smaller. Yeah.
Well, the place was pretty small too.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I walked into that. You guys have seen my place. I walked into her place and I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Well, your place is pretty
it's a hotel room.
Yeah.
It's a hotel room. That's okay. exactly a good way to put it. Yeah. Like a nice-sized hotel room.
Yeah, it's not like a tiny hotel room. I've been to smaller hotels.
Yeah.
Was it originally a hotel building?
No. I don't even think they ever rented that building. It was built like right when the whole market crashed.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, I think they just sold them as fast as they possibly could.
Bobby, do you use your balcony like at all? Just when people come over, huh?
Mm-hmm. I never use it by myself. When I have company over, especially people who smoke, what's so funny is like when people come over, especially like my friends from East County where I grew up, they come over to my place and they see my balcony and the first thing they want to do is spit off it like a bunch of fucking rednecks. I'm like, oh God.
Yeah. Get new friends, Bobby. That just made me sad a little bit in my heart.
It is. Well, it reminds me of...
These are adults, right?
Yeah, yeah. These are like people my age. Yeah. And they're just like, oh, balcony. And then they just start spitting off it.
Well, she at one point, she walked into your apartment and said, I think I just got peed on.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, people like dump shit off there. Yeah, no, I fixed this room title. Yeah, we're good now. Yeah, I don't know.
The first the first apartment I moved into in San Diego was at the USC area. USC, what's that place that's next to La Jolla? Is it USC?
Nobody listening cares.
No, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Anyway, like I had this awesome view of this balcony. UTC, that's one. And I had a balcony, and that's like the first time I ever actually had a balcony where I would go out onto.
Yeah.
And I would just do that alone because I was a lonely motherfucker out in San Diego.
Jeez. I'm getting sadder in my heart by the minute here, guys.
I didn't know anybody.
Let me tell you what I did on my balcony. We made a giant slingshot, and we would shoot water balloons at people standing in line at the clubs. And that was super fun.
That's really
that
fun.
That made me happy in my heart. You see?
Dick move, but man, I want to see it happen.
Direct hits almost never happen. I don't know if it would be like we were missing on purpose, but all right, let's move it on. What are we talking about? What's games. This podcast about?
It's about video games.
Oh, wow.
Of the PC variety.
Mm,
yeah.
Well, you do say. The more and more this goes on, life, technology, I feel like they're all going to be one. Eventually, it's going to be a blurred line between consoles and PCs.
You mean like exclusivity or what?
No, not exclusivity. That'll probably stay because that's going to be corporations, right?
For sure.
But as far as the hardware, I really feel like...
Think consoles are catching up?
Your house is going to have a computer and that computer will be able to play games. And that's pretty much it.
They're kind of becoming more similar, I guess. But I don't know if they'll ever thoroughly converge. I don't think that'll ever happen to where it's all unified.
You don't think your house will have a house computer?
I don't know. Maybe. I thought we were talking about consoles versus PC gaming. No, I don't think it will. I think there's a lot of...
You're saying in 200 years...
Well, dude, it's not about technology. It's about licensing and businesses. Like,
right,
people
but
always
I might have
try to
a Samsung home computer. I might have a Samsung, and I can play Samsung games on it. And you might have a Nintendo home computer, and you can play Nintendo games on yours or something like that, or pay for the licensing. But you don't think the hardware's headed that way?
Has there ever been a Mario game on anything other than
it's proprietary.
Yeah.
Sure. I got that. Mm-hmm. But don't you think you'll be playing those proprietary games on a very, very similar hardware to everything else that's out there eventually? A house computer?
A house computer? I don't know what you mean.
You really don't
think
that you're going to walk in and be like, computer, turn on the lights, all that stuff. It's never going to happen.
I mean, a lot of people already do.
Okay. And it's going to progress, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Until eventually you have one central HAL that runs the whole house.
Okay.
That HAL.
Like your refrigerator, your oven.
Everything.
Okay.
Right? That computer is going to be able to play video games.
Yeah.
Easily. Because it's going to be so powerful.
Yeah. Okay.
See what I'm saying?
So I guess you just one computer that's the entire house and does everything.
It does everything.
Okay.
Correct.
I got you.
And so there won't be a computer, or your interface might change. Maybe you might want to use a keyboard or mouse.
Right.
But it doesn't really matter. You can just grab a controller,
and VR, yeah, you have like a whole bunch of screens AR. All over the house so you can access the computer.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, yep.
Huh, that's a cool idea.
I think it's obvious.
That yeah, I mean, it's exactly yeah. I mean, it happen. Seems like that will
yeah.
happen.
Yeah, but it won't be in my lifetime. I drink too much.
All right, let's talk about some games that have come to our attention this week. We've got quite a few that people pointed out this week. One of them being Earthfall. Rubbernuts posted this in Discord, and the way he phrased it, I think nails the genre of this. It's Left 4 Dead 2, but with aliens.
You got me. Take my money.
It looks pretty good. I mean, I watched the trailer. It was a little on the cinematic side. Then is it in? Yeah, you can buy this game for $30 right now.
I wish we would watch these before the podcast and not live, because it's like I can't really give my
oh yeah plenty of opportunities.
That's true. Yeah.
I did watch quite a bit of it. You can buy it right now. It's not even in early access. This game is officially out for $30 and deluxe edition $40. I mean, it looks pretty good. The reviews are a little mixed. This came out July 12th. I don't know.
So just now. And it's funny that the recent is mixed.
Yeah. The recent is mixed, but overall is what mostly
positive.
Let's
give this one some time. See what's up. What are they saying?
This guy's got a pro. Lore is lazily set up. Who cares about lore?
Yeah.
Characters are uninteresting. Don't give a shit. Levels are poorly designed. Okay, that could be a problem.
Yeah.
Dead ends or loops. UI has a lot of problems.
I hate
that. I feel like that's every single... That's so many games, though. Like, the UI is terrible. Sound design inconsistent. Many guns feel like toys. Melee weapons are a guaranteed way to hurt your teammates. I don't know, man.
All right, so what are his pros, though? Maybe we'll like the pros. Interesting blocking construction mechanics. Runs very well with early access. Okay. Some have good feel to them.
Some guns, probably.
Yeah, some guns. Potentially interested sci-fi background. Did I say something wrong?
No. Oh. I'm just looking at this, guys. That's by Popular Dad.
Yeah.
Is his Steam name. And his profile picture is fucking Danny Tanner just doing the yearbook photo.
That's good.
Pose.
Yeah, Bob Saget from Full House.
God, it's so funny how he was the wholesome dad, but his comedy, his real comedy, is super raunchy. Man.
Well, you should watch outtakes. You should watch the outtakes from Full House.
They're really?
Fucking hilarious, dude.
Where can you find that? YouTube, I guess.
Yeah, YouTube, dude. Uh-huh. Oh my God, dude. Him and fucking Uncle Joey just riffing about dicks like in between takes.
Yeah.
It's hilarious, dude.
You know about this?
I did not.
Yeah, his jokes are, it's all about cunts and
yeah, he's
and
a very graphic cunt. He's got I watched his stand-up comedy when I was younger, like in my 20s. Did not get it. I was like, dude, this is terrible. Then I watched it again in my 30s, and I thought it was hilarious. The way he tells a joke is like, he'll tell a joke, and you think it's obvious, oh, he's going here, it's a dirty joke, and then he'll make like a clean punchline. And then he'll like reverse it, do like a dirty punchline, go like the other direction with it. And he keeps throwing you for a loop like that.
Silverman is very similar. It's like, the only way to do that shock stuff. You have to do misdirection. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, everybody sees it coming.
Yeah. But I don't know. Earthfall, it looks like it could be good. I don't think I'm paying $30 for this.
Nor I.
And you would need, what, 4 people?
I do like the alien aspect of it, because when you're killing zombies, you can only do so much. Right. Aliens, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah. There's some really grotesque looking aliens.
Yeah, Jesus, that is gross. There's this like pulsating bag of goo.
Yeah, it looks like a boomer, but like 5 times the size.
It's interesting.
Yeah,
could be good. But you know, this game's going to be on sale at some point.
This all comes down to a game like this. It really comes down to the gunplay and how satisfying it feels to kill these things.
Yeah,
because you're going to be doing it thousands of times. More on that later. So we skipped an intro completely, huh? All right.
Yeah, we don't really have much of an intro.
Yeah, we have a lot on the radio, though.
Not much to talk about there.
On the radio.
All right. Next one that was mentioned is Guns of Icarus Online. Captain Gummy mentioned this in Discord. So this is a game that I think I played for 5 minutes 5 years ago. If it's the correct one.
So I want a full review, please.
The official DLG review. This game is $5. It is not an early access. If I remember correctly, this one was kind of a multiplayer airship battle. I think they marketed it originally as almost like an MMO, like a bunch of people on airships fighting each other for control.
I could have sworn we We talked about this like 3 weeks ago.
No, it's a different one. I know what you're talking about. You're talking about a different MMO. Because this one came out like 5 years ago.
How much is it, Bobby? $5?
$5. I think it was free at a certain point in time. Like maybe when it was in development, it was free. Yeah, release date, October 29th, 2012.
This would be cool for us to all jump in and play and then talk about it.
Yeah.
And maybe like get some sales for them. If it's good.
Give them $20.
Yeah. No. I meant if it's good, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, okay.
The millions of cells that listen to us.
Right.
Well, there are 124 people playing this right now. And unfortunately, a game like this requires a fairly large player base.
Yeah, and those 124 people are fucking assassins.
Right.
Yeah, there's 8 retards and and the rest are just assassins.
Us and the rest of the DLG crew would be the 8 retards.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember when I played this game, because I actually did play it. I remember being really disappointed with it, and I can't remember exactly why. I don't know. I remember spawning at an airship, trying to shoot people, and then just getting shot. And that was it.
Yeah. Well, 8,000 reviews, all very positive. So, I mean, it has to be a good game, right?
Yeah. I worry the player base is too low.
Yeah. Player base is really tiny.
You're going to go in, and they all have the gun of Icarus. Yeah, the one that kills you with one shot. They've all done the long story to do it. They all beat the last guy. All right.
Yeah, Ferrari sponsored
airships. It's too late for this one, Gummy. And sorry for my reply. I thought we already did this one. Hey, what's up, Bara? He's been hanging out. He lives in Germany, so he's up during my alcoholic hours.
Yeah, you're nights.
Yeah.
All right, next up, Enter the Gungeon, Advanced Gungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, a little too much on the wordplay there. I love clever wordplay. They're just pushing it now.
Oh.
They turned the AC on? That's going to be an issue. Oh, boy.
I thought a car was starting up in here.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I think we have to turn it off. That's way too loud.
How's it sound, stream? Is it tolerable? As long as we keep talking, I hear it's pretty good.
Yeah, if we can keep the noise out completely.
Well, we don't have Chi here to stop to hit the brakes on the conversation. So maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. Let's try it for... Oh, Jesus, so loud. All right. Can we take a break, Bobby?
Let's see. Like two squirrels are fighting with aluminum bats.
We can hear the air and the metal. Well, that's good, because that's all there is. If it was air, metal, and spirits, we'd be in trouble.
All right. Do we want to go just work through it? Or?
I don't know. It's not that hot in here.
It's not hot in here.
Oh, you know what? It's probably... I don't think they turned it on. Okay. It's probably set on a
auto. Okay.
Yeah, let me go take care of this.
All right.
Most of us are gone anyway, right?
You guys don't know anything about this game.
No, we'll talk about something else.
Okay. Yeah, we'll go. All
right. Just take care of it now.
All right. So another one that was mentioned in our Discord. If you want to point out a game that you think we should be looking at or you want us to check out, just post it in our Discord. One of those is Islands of Nine by M. Polo. I think this one already came up, didn't it? Someone had mentioned this before.
I believe I mentioned it a while ago.
Yeah, it's a battle royale game set in a futuristic land, and they just announced, I think what M. Polo was pointing out was they just announced a price point.
Okay.
So it is in early access. It is $24.99, and I believe the game is going to be released soon. It says July 12th. It should have already been released, but still says early access.
Yeah, Islands of Nine, N-Y-N-E. So this is spelled. So this is like another Battle Royale game. This one's more futuristic, and I hear the matches are a lot shorter, like 10, 15 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like just the map
is
smaller.
Maybe that's what this needs. Because did any of you guys catch the summer Fortnite, whatever the fuck? Not the Fortnite Fridays things that they do, but like their first big tournament since the E3 one?
No.
It was the summer Fortnite.
Were the game shorter?
No, they had a huge problem. They had to cut it early, actually, because they had people from all around the world playing, and there were some latency issues. But it was people were playing so safe, it ended up not being very entertaining. But I think that's just how you have to play these types of games.
Yeah, being a tournament, yeah, for sure.
And of course, they're hard to spectate because you have so many teams. It was twos, people grouped up in twos, and the way they spectated, I was pretty impressed with. They had like a shot of, here, let me look it up. Summer Fortnite skirmish. Okay. I'll bring up some video here so you can see what I'm talking about. But the way that they, commentator was not too great either.
I think I remember you talking about
I'd like that. To fill out in the space here, but I don't know what you're talking about, so it's hard. I could talk about dicks. A team
has achieved. We will do that later.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Okay. So here, I got a little bit of it playing on the screen here. So you can see, that's Tim the Tap Man. Yeah, they had, you know, just like over 100 people in this. But I think there was a kind of a backlash. People were a little disappointed in how slow the gameplay was.
Yeah, because they were playing safe, you said?
Yeah. But I was actually impressed the way that they...
What are you talking about here, Bobby?
I'm trying to find this shot.
That there's a tournament? They did a tournament.
Mm-hmm.
What point are you trying to make?
I'm trying to make a point that 15 minutes is a good idea. Shortening these types of games is a good idea.
Overall, for everybody or just for tournaments?
Yeah, maybe just for the esports standpoint.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't know. Islands of Nine, are we ready for another Battle Royale? Do we need one? Is there anything unique about this?
I saw Shroud playing this, but like, it's so weird just watching these professionals do it because they're so fucking good. They just go in and wreck and you're like, wow, that looks like fun. And then it's kind of like watching a porn star fuck and you're like, oh yeah, he's got three chicks. That looks like the way to go. And then you go out in real life and try to do that. And next thing you're divorced.
You know, a funny thing you bring that up is this Friday. Yeah, this Friday. There was a tournament in
Friday.
LA. That was PUBG. And it was like invitationals and all the big streamers were there. And then some people who were like lucky enough to get a ticket who knew somebody or I think they had Amazon had a spot where like if you go to a location at a certain time, they were going to sell 50 tickets. If you get one of these tickets, then you're in.
Sure.
And so my friend went to it and he's a pretty good PUBG player. And he suspects that Shroud, I believe it was Shroud. Yeah, Shroud is using scripts like on his mouse. Mm. And then he researched it. And it said PUBG doesn't care if you use scripts. They were not going to ban anybody. Because he got like an impossible shot at him with a gun that had modifications that increased the recoil like significantly and got like double headshot on a full spray at distance. So he thinks he was using scripts at this tournament.
Hmm.
So yeah, it's funny that you say that. With like you say you see pros do some impossible shit that you can't do.
Yeah.
It might be true because they might be using scripts.
And I'm also dumb. But
what?
Like I'm not a very good player.
Yeah, okay.
And so they have that going for them too.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying, I don't know. Scripts, what's that mean exactly? It's not exactly a hack.
It's not,
it just means it's a shortcut, correct?
Yeah, basically like you can press a button and instead of like just firing the weapon will fire and it also compensate for the recoil if you know the recoil pattern.
Mm-hmm,
so you just press a button and it'll like adjust automatically.
Maybe, but I don't know. It seems like he deals with the recoil. Maybe he deals with it better.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's completely possible. I mean, he's a pro FPS player, so it's possible that he just compensates himself. He knows exactly what it is, but...
They say he has a 200 IQ, but I don't know about that either.
All right. Let's talk about another game here. Enter the Gungeon, Advanced Gungeons and Dragons. So this is not quite a new game. It's more...
It's just an expansion DLC. Pack. Yeah, but it's free, which is great, which means I'm going to go visit this game again. If you don't know what it is, it's a roguelike twin-stick shooter, one of my favorite genres. But the reason I stopped playing it is fucking hard.
Yeah.
Super duper duper hard. Like, I never got to, like, level 3 or 4. Like, I never got there. It's ridiculously hard. And I beat Cuphead. So, like, I can play a little bit. I mean, something.
Yeah.
And so, So, that's why I stopped. But new content is enough to make me go back and play a little bit. So, I will at least check this out. And it comes out on the July 16th. So, I was shocked that it was free.
What kind of new content? Are we talking about new maps, new guns?
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Hmm.
Says the guy who didn't read the whole article. Yeah, cool. Rainbow stuff.
Yeah.
That boss is new. Cthulhu type boss.
How would you know? You never got past level 2.
That's true. Why do you gotta push in? Oh, that's mean.
All right. So Ghost Nico posted something interesting there. Madden 19. Madden NFL 19. What's the last time you guys played a Madden game?
97.
Damn, dude. How's it feel to have a memory? Yeah, probably PlayStation 2 or so.
Yeah.
Whenever those were around.
These don't come out on the PC, do they?
No, normally they don't.
That's why it's like a big deal. They haven't come out.
But this one is coming out on the PC.
Correct.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Welcome to the podcast.
Talk about PC games.
Yeah. I think it's been like 10 or 15 years since the last time it's been on PC. And it's coming right out of the gate, I believe.
So this will be on Origin, since it's EA?
Yeah, I assume so.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this goes.
EA is still putting things on Steam, right? Like, because they put...
I don't think so. I think at a certain point...
I was thinking about Ubisoft.
Yeah, and they've even retroactively taken things off of Steam that are now just on EA. Like, I don't think you can buy Dead Space 2 on Steam.
Steam's getting worse and worse. I mean, not that it's, like, not as good as it was, but I keep saying this. It's not the resource that it was. It used to be all games.
Yeah.
And then when everybody started their Origin and their...
Uplays
and all that stuff, yeah. I was so mad at all these other overlays. And now they've taken all these AAA titles. So it's almost like Steam's become an indie farm. Or like, yeah. You know?
Definitely.
Like indie. Single A and double A.
Yeah.
And not so many AAA.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I don't know. You know what I really like? This is kind of diverging from this, but what I really like to see from Steam, besides that, is... they've actually got plenty of that.
Yeah.
I really wish they would improve their video player. They got a lot of video content, and I would like to buy video content on Steam, have it in my library, be able to watch it, be able to pull it up like with a shift tab while I'm in a game.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Have my video playing, be able to share that with other people, like see like, oh, Bobby is watching this, and then someone else could watch it with you, like remotely.
Are you talking about major motion picture type things?
Anything. TV, yeah. Show, whatever they offer on Steam.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, their video player sucks. It's not very good. The audio and video are
constantly
out of sync.
Can you not play those files on another player?
No. Eventually, you'll be able to play it. They'll have an app for Android. And I don't know what progress they've made with Apple, but I think they initially denied that. But eventually, you'll be able to watch it on your phone or a tablet. Just like Netflix. But the big problem is their video player just sucks right now. Like the audio and video will get out of sync. It'll freeze. Just weird little issues like that.
Hmm.
But I think if they made that a little more prominent, like they could be maybe they could be a big player with like Netflix or Hulu, because they've already got a huge base of people and they could cater more towards the gamers with like anime and shit. Because if you walk into a LAN center, if any of those still exist. Like the last time I was in one, people were just playing League of Legends and watching Crunchyroll in between rounds. Mm. So, I mean, I don't know. I feel like Steam could find a place there.
Yeah, probably.
But anyway, so Madden NFL coming out on PC. You need a controller to play this game though, right?
The reason we play PC games is because we weren't jocks. So I don't think,
but this is almost like fantasy football. The big thing
you
can't
play it that way. You can play the game. You can play a season without playing. Like you could just be the manager doing all the trades, watch your season play out.
But I mean, the big appeal to this is seeing the actual names of players with the current rosters and just kind of living out your own fantasy football.
No, it's one of the original esports, like the oldest ones, maybe. Up there with the first, like, grand prizes. Like, the first ones... first time I saw this on TV, like, games on TV, it was probably Madden.
Yeah.
Like, these guys, they're skilled. Like, people play, and it's skill versus skill. And, you know, it's not just that whole fantasy part of it. I think that's actually the minority of what people use this game for.
Well, I'm not talking about fantasy football, like, you're just managing the teams.
No.
I mean, the fact that... Because, to me, when I played on consoles and played sports games, a lot of them would not have the real names of players.
Right.
And there was a big disconnect. You felt like you were playing this knockoff brand of a game. But
are you talking about Super Baseball?
Super Mega Baseball.
Yeah.
No, I played a lot of Bases Loaded on the original Nintendo. Yeah. And the team, or even Ken Griffey Jr. Baseball. I mean, it would have Ken Griffey Jr., but then everyone else would be all these made-up names.
Mm.
Bases Loaded took a real interesting approach. They would have... I played this one team all the time, and I knew their lineup... and I knew like which ones were good at getting base hits or home runs. Like,
even though they're fake players, right?
Yeah, they're fake players, but they're all named after like old movie stars. There was like Cary Grant.
Oh, that's sweet.
And, like C. Grant and, you know, shit like that. Yeah. So like they kind of had fun with it.
Yeah. But
I remember playing games where it was like, oh my, the first time I played a sports game where they had the actual names of players, I was like, holy shit, this is cool. Like that was a big deal.
Yeah. I remember NFL Blitz. I used to play a lot, but then, the NFL took their license away from Blitz. So they couldn't use like real teams and real names anymore. And that's when that game kind of died.
The only good football game on PC, I believe, is Mutant Football League. I've heard people talk about that.
Is that on PC?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's on my wish list. It's come up a few times in Discord.
And we don't know what to say about this. Besides, we're talking about around this 100%, right. But we don't know like
what. Well, how about this? Is anyone going to buy this?
No.
Probably $60.
Yeah. It'll fuck itself.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Madden's coming out. Let's talk about other sports games.
Yeah.
All right. Prime Day. It's coming up.
Yeah.
Or it's past. I don't know. I haven't been paying attention.
I might be looking for SSD. I might be in the market for one of those. Mine is, I feel like it's too small. Although I'm being a lot better. Jesus.
Yours is probably bigger than mine. Mine's like 125.
Terrible with Fallout 3. Well, I'm better than Chi. But remember when I was like, I'm only going to install two games.
I don't know why you even said that. That's ridiculous.
I mean, it'd be good for the podcast, you know?
Would it be?
I think so.
I don't know, man. I don't know why you impose these arbitrary rules on yourself. Like,
well, I hate running out of room, first of all. That sucks, right?
Yeah.
You can't install this because of that. That's one.
Just as a general idea, you shouldn't try to impose rules on it. I used to do this thing where I was like, I'm only going to drink once a week. And I got so blackout drunk that one time a week that it did more damage than drinking every single day. So I don't know. I think sounds when people like set themselves up with these rules, like they end up trying to work around them. And I don't know.
I'm only drinking once a week. I'm going to get fucked up every week.
Heroin. I don't know what we're talking about.
This page is frozen on me. It's
you should get just like a really big hard drive, like a HDD, regular hard drive.
I don't want to.
No, dude, don't buy hard spinning disc hard drives.
Yeah, just for like single player games.
Is it 2005?
He just said that like you were going to crank your car to start it. He's like, crank your car? Is it 19?
But they're cheap. But they're big. And you could just put like all your games that you don't need like fast loading time for.
Like what?
Any game that's not multiplayer for me.
What? I thought. So.
But still load times. I don't know. I don't think anyone should ever buy an HDD. If you're like a refugee from Somalia and you don't have a lot of money, still, I would recommend a spinning disk drive, man. I think we're beyond that. Like, I think
you get like five terabyte for like $100.
What are you going to do with 5 terabytes?
A shit ton of games that you don't need to worry about uninstalling.
Put every TV show ever on it, Bobby? Is that a thing?
Netflix already did that.
Don't do it. Never mind.
We don't need that's a lot an idea, of hard drive man. Space these days. I don't know. the only reason I could think of doing like a really large hard drive is if you're trying to store a lot of stuff that you're not going to access quite a bit. Like if you need to access stuff continually or regularly, then just get a solid state. They're cheap. You know, PC Gamer actually posts a lot of good deals in their news section, like a lot of good hardware deals. Every time I see them, it's always too late. But I guess if you were to check that daily, you could find these deals.
It's funny because it's obviously sponsored stuff, but it's still good deals regardless.
Yeah. So. And a lot of them are on hard drives too.
You know, it's funny. Minnie's more of a hardware guy than me. You're not really a hardware guy, right?
A bit. Than you, I guess. But
yeah. I was going to say, we don't really know much, but we still disagree. It's like we don't know how to play poker, but I'm still like, my queen's better than your king.
So, I don't know. The Prime Day starts tomorrow. What is that?
Monday? 16th?
I don't know what day it is, man. I'm on vacation. I don't pay attention. Days are meaningless.
What is today? Today is...
Bobby, if you started your own business, this is how it would be all the time.
Tomorrow's the 15th. Today's the 15th, so tomorrow's 16th.
Okay.
Actually, I'm shitting myself because business has been so slow.
Yeah?
Yeah. So you have downsides too.
Mm-hmm. Ups and downs.
Yep.
I don't think I'm going to buy anything for Prime Day. They are giving away a lot of free games, but you have to install the Twitch app to play those, and most of them are games that are
on your phone, mobile games.
No, I mean, they have some good ones.
Twitch app on your computer?
Yeah, yeah, on your computer.
Yeah, there's like a. Yeah.
Do you guys have this installed?
No, I don't have it installed.
When it first came out, I installed it just to try it out.
Yeah.
It's not that great.
Okay.
I mean, it's just an app that does everything the Twitch website does,
okay.
But it does have a game section to it now. And I've amassed quite a library on there from just claiming offers from Twitch Prime.
Yeah, I've claimed every offer since they started offering stuff on it.
I don't even claim my Prime membership stuff every month.
Oh, yeah?
I've done it once out of the, and I've had Prime the last 3 years probably.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm just lazy, I guess.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the list of games that they've given away, but I'm having trouble bringing it up. But there were actually some good ones there. Some games that I recognized as ones that I'd be interested in playing.
I think Brutal Legend just came out like 3 days ago.
Brutal Legend was on there.
This game called Observer. 10-year-old games?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, like old games like that you may have missed. You know, shit that you would buy on a Steam sale for like $5.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Nothing incredible. Yeah, but Observer. Yeah, someone in chat.
They're doing a lot for Fortnite and
Pillars of Eternity.
Damn, that's big.
Yeah.
That was Game of the Year like 4 years ago, three years ago.
Yeah, that was a good game. Still haven't finished it.
Just because it's on the screen, I'm thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you play Under the Gungeon? Because you were saying.
I played a little bit.
Yeah.
On a friend's account.
Oh, account. Okay. Yeah. But and it didn't keep you because of the difficulty or?
No, I just played it at his house and I just didn't buy
it. Oh, gotcha. So. Yeah, I thought you had Steam Share.
Yeah.
It's fun to go up. Monster Hunter World, I wish I could speak more on this. The only thing I can say is that the reviews have been overwhelming.
Yeah.
On other consoles. Well, just the PlayStation, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. So.
Maybe. Okay. Maybe it's... Oh, it might be on the Switch.
I'm thinking that it might be on the Switch too, but yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
I think it is.
It's like Game of the Year and this and that, and graphics are amazing, and I've never really... I played Dauntless, but that's kind of like a... There's not much to Dauntless.
Yeah, it's kind of a... Yeah, it's knockoff of Monster Hunter, really.
Right. And so I'm excited to play this.
Get ready for a lot of grind. This game has grind.
But do you know this for a fact?
Yes.
Okay. Because when you buy a $60 game, I assume the grind's not going to be as bad as a free-to-play game.
There's a lot of fucking grind. In every Monster Hunter, it's always like, go kill like dragons and shit, and then find one piece of scale, and you need like 20 of these to create a new piece of armor. It's like one of those.
Killing dragons is fun, though.
It is fun, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, they all have really, like different attack patterns, and yeah, it's really cool.
A lot of so August 9th is when this game comes out.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people waiting for this game.
Are you interested, Bobby?
I've never gotten into a Monster Hunter type game, so I don't know. Maybe I would try it out and really like it, but there's no appeal.
Yeah, for me. I'm buying it just for friends, just to like play with friends.
Is this going
to
be your first $60 title that you buy?
I'm going to find a sale. I'm not paying $60 for a game ever.
I think I brought this up 2 weeks ago, and I continue to do it. These ads pop up on Reddit to save 20%.
Mm, yeah, I saw that.
Games in pre-order. The only downside, so I've bought now three games, Rage, Fallout 76, and maybe, I forget what the other one is. They're a long way off. But I'm getting them for $50 after tax. And that's pretty fucking good for a $60 game.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Plus taxes.
$10 off.
Yeah.
Not bad.
No, more.
Well, with tax.
With tax.
So yeah. Like $15. So
maybe $18 worth of savings.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. And, you know, I'll be playing day one. The only thing is you can't buy the digital copy. So I think they're going to actually mail me a physical copy and I have to wait for my code. Although Amazon ships things super fast.
Yeah, you have a chance of getting it before it even releases too. Amazon's been known to do that.
Oh, get the like...
Get the... The physical copy already, before the game
cartridge.
Is actually
cartridge. Get the box.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see how this works out. The first one I'll be getting is Fallout 76. So you'll be getting a review from me day one or two or three or whenever my guy gets around to it.
Yeah.
You know what's funny about Capcom games? I'm noticing this as a trend. They always write the titles in all caps.
Oh, yeah?
Is it because Capcom is in all caps?
Maybe.
It's, yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Maybe they think it looks cool.
We had like the smallest coverage of Monster Hunter World of any podcast.
Yeah, nobody's.
Like everybody had. We had, I don't know.
Everybody knows about it. We don't need to say much. There's nothing we can say, really.
I mean, is it regarded as a PC game, though? Or is
not
this,
at all.
It's always
the first PC
console.
Game, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's interesting. We got Madden and we've got Monster Hunter, these two big titles that are huge outside of PC gaming, finally coming to PC.
Then we're just like, meh.
What's left? Besides those, I mean, obviously.
Sports games in general.
Yeah, sports games in general.
Mario, any Nintendo IP, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
I meant genres, but.
Oh, genres? It's hard to say.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about some games that we have been playing. Who wants to go first? Oh, first of all, I'll just get this out of the way. I don't want to talk about Rocket League, but I do want to mention, I listen to a lot of other podcasts.
Like, fuck Rocket League right off the bat. Just fuck it. Nobody likes it. No, I'm kidding.
Rocket League is great. Even though, you know, it was so big when it came out and things have calmed down a lot since then, but it still has a very strong esports scene. And a lot of the other podcasts that I listen to have been getting paid commercials on them for Rocket League esports. And I don't know, I've been surprised. The second time I heard it, I was like, oh, okay, they must be doing some sort of heavy promotion or something. But have you guys noticed any of that? Them, like, pushing Rocket League pretty hard lately?
Not at all.
No?
What are you talking about? Where have you heard it pop up?
I was on the Doug Loves Movies podcast. It was on...
something else.
Yeah, some other podcast I listened to.
Interesting.
It was on three other I listened to maybe less than 10 other podcasts, and I heard three separate commercials.
Wow. Right now, I think, and last year and the year before, like, advertising on podcasts is a gold mine. You're like, how many people you're reaching versus how much money you have to put in has been like crazy. Like,
well, the way they do the
way better than TV for a tenth of the price.
And I think the advertising is way more effective because when I listen to someone's podcast for years or months, like I feel like I have this relationship with this person and I believe what they say. And the way they do advertisements or podcasts is like, hey, what's up, guys? You know, just me talking to you about this.
Sometimes they have a read.
Like a pre-recording.
Yeah.
But the majority of them are just them talking to you like a normal person about a product that, you know, has a deal on it and isn't actually that bad. You know, I've used Squarespace. I did NatureBox for like a month. You know, I've checked out things. And when I do that, I feel good because I'm like supporting these people who who give me all this entertainment.
I feel like
and you should too.
I feel like the most shoehorned advertisement is like radio advertisements. So you hear like the morning show DJ person do like
Level 6 and the Spick.
I don't know what that is.
That was our original title. Not seriously though. I don't even think people heard it, but
yeah, but they got like sometimes I listen to the morning radio very rarely, but it's like always mattresses. I got such a good night's rest on my mattress from Serta. Yeah. It's like, fuck,
and radio commercials are always louder than the show before it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. There's a legality to that. Like, you're technically not supposed to do that, but there's ways where you can work around it so it sounds louder, but technically isn't. But yeah, radio has some annoying commercials.
Have they made it illegal to have like sirens and car horns in commercials yet on radio commercials?
That would be good. Annoying, yeah, that shit throws me off, especially if you got a good sound system. But yeah, I don't know. I'm surprised to be hearing so much promotion for Rocket League lately. But it's a great game. It's just, yeah, God, I'm so bad at it. Terrible at it.
I played when it first came out for the PlayStation 4 when it was like just free to play. I think I picked it up on like a free day or something. And yeah, good game. Really hard though.
All right. What's up with Warbital? What's this game?
So Warbital, you probably played a game similar to this like back in like the 90s. This is so you man a planet, and there's a whole bunch of other planets in this solar system, including a sun. And you launch missiles and lasers, and the missiles are affected by gravity of like other planets. But it's kind of like what are those games called? Like the tank games, you know, like Tank Attack. But you're like on a
Tank Wars.
Yeah. But you're on a planet that's spinning and it's also orbiting. So you got to like time your attacks to when it's facing another planet. Wow, I didn't even know you could throw planets off course. That's a big, big hit. But point of this,
I kind of jumped on the orbit of the other planet.
Yeah. Anyway, so this game is the point is to destroy the core of the planet. Different weapons that can do this. Nukes, missiles, lasers, flak cannons. And the cool thing about this is if you see your planet's about to die, you can launch an evacuation pod and hit another planet that's unoccupied.
Oh, that's sweet.
And then
do you have to aim that, or is it 100% hit chance?
Oh, you have to aim it. Everything is like affected by gravity except lasers.
It's all like, what is that, physics or something, where you have to like What?
Are you being a smart ass? Or?
Yeah. What was that called when everything?
Yeah. No, it's like trajectories and shit. Yeah. You got to calculate Definitely. Your shots. But that's an interesting take on it. Like they're doing something new to it. They've tried to redo Tank Wars so many different ways. Even you could count Worms in that category, but I like this idea. How much is this game?
It's actually free. You can go onto their Discord, Warbital, W-O-R-B-I-T-A-L. Just type in Google Warbital Discord, and you go into their Discord, and they're just giving away keys. You just say, hey, can I get a key? Boom, you got a key. That's it. It's a really fun game.
When you showed up, were you like, I'm kind of a big deal?
Yeah, they already knew me. They know who I am. Yeah. I didn't have to say shit.
Oh, you're the guy that's lowest on the totem pole of the
you
L game.
You suck three dicks right now. Fucking asshole.
So you can't buy it on Steam. It says available 2018. Yeah, it looks like they're just doing some sort of early access, beta, whatever.
So yeah,
that looks very interesting.
USCG Boats. Well, this is a weird name anyway. He's in our Discord. He told us about it. And I played with him today. And he's saying right here, like, I just kept building nukes after nukes and just like...
Wait, who are we talking about?
Digital development in our Twitch chat.
He's attached to this game?
He's not attached. No, he just told us about it. He's the one that mentioned it.
Okay.
So, yeah, we were just playing together for the first time today, and it was really fun.
Cool. All right, I might check it out.
Yeah. Action. I mean,
it's
strategy.
Free. Why not?
It's got single-player multiplayer, online multiplayer.
So local. Syphilis. Hmm.
What?
Warbital.
So is syphilis. It's free.
Ah.
I don't want to try it out.
Okay.
Am I saying it right?
Yeah, no, okay. You are. Just.
Okay. It was a good joke. You can go fuck yourself.
All right.
We're getting super aggressive.
What else have we been playing?
We're not going to talk about it, but we'll just mention it. We're still playing Deep Rock Galactic. Moving on.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, shit. I gotta elaborate because I've been playing this game, I don't know. I gotta be sneaking up on 50 hours or more.
I think I got 20.
All right, maybe I have 40. Okay. But anyway, my two favorite matches ever happened this week.
Really?
One, because I have the memory of a cricket. And two, because of the mutators. Okay. We talked about them last week and how you can get them in different combinations. Mm-hmm. And one of them was we got low atmosphere. Which makes all your voices high, so you're like, hey, help me over here. And I thought it was just that, but then it also helps you sprint faster. You can't run or jump fast. I mean, you can't jump faster, but you can run really fast.
Okay.
And that got comboed with boomers.
Okay.
That's not what they're called. Exploder infestation. Yeah, so there's these bugs that run up, and they're suicide squads, and they just run up in big groups. And we had a fucking hell of a time.
Like, everything was exploding.
Were you in that game?
Yeah. Oh, cool. This one I had to leave early.
Oh, right. And it went on for like, no, not that one.
Okay.
This was like days before.
Okay.
We were probably in there for an hour or more.
Okay.
It's like super long, triple cave complexity, triple distance.
Oh, okay.
We could not get any Nitra. Fastidious fell asleep or some shit, or he ran out. So we kicked him. Brought in another player that was waiting in the wings in the middle of just the most chaotic game I've ever had. And then he comes in. And then, of course, while we're down to like nobody has bullets. Mm-hmm. I'm running around pickaxing exploders, knowing that I could zip line away quickly.
Yeah.
And knowing that that'll take off the herd. If you just hit one
exploder. Well,
hopefully. Right?
If it's
and
the right spot.
It can kill other ones. Nobody had bullets for a good 15 minutes. Waves are coming in. It was so exciting. Maybe four times I thought we were going to wipe. And then, of course, we replaced Fastidious. And then he comes back and he's talking shit while we're dying. He's like, oh, you had to fucking kick me, right? And we're like, nah. And he's like, there's like a social element going on at the same time that we're
just
like,
chaos. Yeah.
It was awesome. Like gritting your teeth, the edge of your seat type of gaming. It was awesome. And I don't want to foreshadow anything. No, I won't. All right, go ahead. What do you got? Nothing?
Oh,
you were going to say something.
I was actually just having trouble concentrating on what you were saying because I can hear your bodily functions.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. I'm burping. I'm old.
I can hear your throat groaning and then you're burping a little bit. And
eventually, like when you're really old, you can't even hold the farts in anymore. Is that what old people are just walking down just farting the whole way?
You're 40, man. You're not really old.
There's a lot of miles. There's a lot of miles on this. body.
There was, who's that heavyset comic, super tall dude, kind of bald, Brian.
I'm none of those things, Bobby.
No, Brian Posen, one of his stand-up things, he's like, I've been treating my body like a used car, I'm going to buy a new one at some point.
Okay. It's been getting worse like this month, I feel. The last four episodes, I've just been burping a lot.
I don't know.
Not a big burper.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, you are.
All right.
I don't think I played any deep rock. I didn't play any deep rock this week, and I didn't play any Knights of the Old Republic 2.
Oh, yeah.
I've been playing a ton of HOTS because the season reset, and I've been trying to get all my placement games done. I had a really interesting experience.
Why do you have to
experience.
Do that at the beginning?
Just because. Okay. Because if I get placed low, I got time to grind it out. But I had the weirdest experience, and I think it happened just yesterday, too. I was doing my placement games on one of my accounts, my lowest rated account, and I ran into...
Okay, wait. So it's 10 to place, right?
Yeah.
And how many accounts do you care
Three.
About? Three. Okay, so 30 games?
60 if you count Team League.
Oh.
Yeah, I got a lot to do. It's a lot of work. But anyway, I'm playing my placement games, and I run into this guy who I played with the last time I did my placement games on this account.
Oh, wow.
And I recognized his voice, and he's a very talkative guy. And I think he's from he's got a New York accent, very chatty, kind of Brooklyn, yeah. You know, sounds like the kind of guy who would repair your car. And he's a pretty good player, but I just thought it was
rude,
so funny.
Rude, dude.
But I was...
It's because there's only two people left playing this game, Bobby. It's not that weird.
Oh, no, there's a lot of people. Most of them are me, but there's a lot of people. It's just me on 50,000 accounts.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just thought that was funny. I ran into the same guy doing this and we pulled the W out.
Wait, can you, you meant for one game?
Yeah. Yeah. Just for one game.
Yeah. The chances of that happening in 60 games are pretty good. Actually, it's not weird at all. I thought you guys teamed up.
No, it's only on the placement games. The last time I saw this guy was months ago at the beginning of the last season where I had to do my placement games.
Gotcha. So I actually just did my first placement games this week. I'm level 130 right now, and it was I was talking to Sniper, and he's like, tell me when you get to 125 so we can do some competitive. I'm like, dude, I'm 130. He's like, okay, well, let's play some competitive. And I'm like, I can't because I don't have my 16 heroes at level 5. He's like, how the fuck does that happen? Because
you played one hero the entire time,
pretty much. I have six heroes.
Oh, yeah,
above
Nova.
Level.
I saw you guys arguing about this.
Yeah, I played Nova when she was good 2-3 years ago. So she kind of sucks now. Well, they did kind of buff her. Anyway.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, that's it.
Oh.
So, yeah, just
you know
my first
story about the Chevy Nova?
The Mexican word for no-go?
Yeah, okay. No-go.
Yeah.
So they didn't sell any in Mexico.
Right.
All right, moving on.
I'll tell you what I have been playing this week. The only new thing, and I did say I was going to do this last week, I've been playing Super Mario World on an emulator. So first off, there's something missing here. It's either with the 8-bit SNES controller that I'm using or the emulator itself.
Wait, you bought an 8-bit controller? Or I mean
the company's name is 8-bit, and they make Nintendo, Super Nintendo. They make Bluetooth controllers that you can also plug in with USB.
Yeah.
So is that very responsive or perfect?
It feels like when I play with Bluetooth, definitely there's some latency there, but I use it through USB on my computer. And it's really when you're trying to do the down left or the up right, you know, those types of things on a directional pad. That's when I notice it the most, but yeah, it does feel a little hard to control. But Super Mario World, man, this game holds up. I mean, this game is how old? Yeah, it was early 90s that this game came out, but it's so good that even this day, I'm playing it for who knows, the 100th time, and I'm still enjoying it. I've almost beaten it, actually. And when it came out, this game must have blown people's minds because it just does everything so well, and it does a few things. The biggest thing that I like about this game is it encourages you to beat levels in a different way, to think outside of the box. Instead of just run towards the end, there's always find the secret exit, and that takes you on this path. That whole open world, biomes, different types of areas thing is great, too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, to unlock the red and the green and the yellow switches. And
20% of the levels have a secret.
Yeah, a secret exit that takes you in a different path. I don't know. This game just does so much right. It's great.
Yeah, it was a pioneer of a lot of things, man. Definitely.
Yeah, I feel like it set the bar.
Introduction to Yoshi, I believe.
Yeah, was it the first Yoshi game?
That was the first Yoshi.
Yeah.
And in that game, was there different colored Yoshis as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they had the yellow, the red. The red breathe fire.
Yeah, yeah, like sweet. Someone fly, someone hit fire, yeah.
What year was that?
94, maybe?
I lost my virginity. I remember, like, right after I started playing that game.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I'm old.
1990. Wow, I didn't even know Super Nintendo was out then.
Wow.
What happened was my parents and a bunch of parents, they rented out a hall for New Year's, and they just stuck all the kids in one room to play Super Nintendo. So there was like at least 20 kids in a Bobby-sized apartment, you know?
Wow, yeah. Okay.
But the girl that was there to take care of us really took care of me.
How old were you versus her?
I was very young.
How old was she?
She was older.
Okay.
Yeah. But I go hard in the paint. I know what I was doing. I was like, what? I do what? And then, oh, geez.
Wow. I like this.
Life lessons. You know what? I like that so much, I'm going to convert the rest of my life to more of that. Yeah. Yeah.
Statutory rape. Okay. So, yeah, that was my week. Super Mario World. Exciting.
No, it's a really fucking good. I can hear that Yoshi song. And as soon as you jump on Yoshi, it changes the music.
Yeah.
So it's like, da, 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 da. And then you jump on the Yoshi.
It's like the coconut sound.
And it starts, on top of it. And it's fucking brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant game.
They did so many things right with that, for sure.
I'm predicting in 8 months there's going to be a Switch podcast. We talk about it like so much Nintendo.
Yeah, I mean, you just can't go wrong with Nintendo. Any game they publish.
No, you can't.
I'll tell you what, though. Playing this game on an emulator has seriously made me consider getting like a Switch. Or not getting a Switch. Let's not get crazy here. But finding a way, and I know there are ways out there, but researching the way to play Ocarina of Time on the PC. Because...
Yeah. No, that's old, dude. Do you mean Breath of the Wild? The newest one?
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
Yeah, the one that everyone went crazy
about. So here's the thing with that. If you emulate it, you're going to be playing the Wii U version.
Okay.
Because it came out on two consoles. So you're going to be playing the low-res, low-texture version. I think this is the way I understand
it. Yeah, exactly.
The Switch has not been cracked. Maybe it has been now. But, it hasn't been cracked yet. So you're going to be playing the, like,
I'm not playing version. Nintendo games for graphics, though, so I'm okay with that.
Okay.
You know what I find crazy is they still have not done the Xbox emulator. Like,
They can't crack it. Maybe because they're trying to crack it on PCs.
That's what I'm thinking, because it's the Microsoft operating system.
It's just a damn shame that there's a lot of good games out there that we don't have access to as PC.
Wait till I get my house computer.
All right, what else you guys got?
Let's talk about Hidden in Plain Sight.
Yeah.
That was...
You tell me.
That game was fun. You said you've talked about it before. This is the first time I even heard of it.
We're talking about like...
Years. Okay, yeah. So it's a party game, and... It's like all these games center around a whole bunch of NPCs in a room, and you also play a character in the room. So at first, you don't know who you are. You don't know who anyone else is in every game mode. And there's different game modes. Like one that we played was like Ninja Attack, where everybody has to touch these five statues. And there's a whole bunch of other ninjas that look exactly the same running around. You got to figure out who...
Some are NPCs, some are players.
Yeah, you only control one person, and... you got to touch all the statues without being killed by the other ninja, and pretty much that's it, and without dying and without...
That's one game mode.
That's one game
out mode. Out of maybe eight? Of those eight, maybe four are fantastic.
Well, we talked last week or 2 weeks ago about The Spy and Team Fortress and how it was all about mind games.
Yeah.
And Hidden in Plain Sight is just like that. Like, every little game mode is all about playing mind games with people and trying to outwit them and, you know, find out who the real killer is.
And this is not, well, I found the best player in the world. This fucking Mini is just a savant at this game. And I don't feel, this is not a derogatory, I don't think you outsmarted us, you outplayed us.
Yeah.
Like, okay. I think a lot of it was mechanically, you were just doing a lot
better. Yeah, I was taking a lot of cues from things, like in this race mode. So everybody gets one bullet, and you're trying to, it's kind of like you're just racing towards a finish line in a straight line. and there's like you plus 10 other NPCs and whoever else is playing. You got to shoot the other player. What I found is that the NPCs don't run ever.
Ever.
So if you see somebody running, you kill them.
I see. The funniest thing on that is my brother-in-law. Yes, yeah. I'm talking to call him that at this point.
Yeah.
But he was like, hey, guys, how do you run? And then we're like, why? And then you see a guy just take off running. We're like,
and okay. Both of our crosshairs converged on him, and we're just like hovering over him. We just stopped playing because we're laughing so hard.
You're very good at chunking data, dude. You're able to take the entire screen in, and like, I was really impressed.
Well, yeah, that one assassin and sniper game mode.
Yeah,
I like that one a lot. That was that's probably the one.
Very good, dude. You were one sniper versus two assassins.
Yeah.
So you know what we're talking about. There's a game mode where the screen is darked out. Nobody knows what's going on, except for you could see characters. You can't see what they're doing, except for where the sniper scope is. So let's say I killed Bobby. No.
So
if I killed an NPC.
Yeah.
You could hear it. Everybody could hear it, but it would still look like that NPC is walking around until
the scope hovered over.
So he's investigating. He's being a detective.
Yeah.
And so he's trying to put audio and visual together clues to figure out who's murdering everybody. And he was just headshotting us like a motherfucker, man.
Christian was really funny because he's like, I don't even know who I am. I look at a person that's like walking into a wall. It's like, I guess that's Christian.
That happened like three times.
Yeah. Shoot the guy that's walking into a wall.
Sometimes it's hard just to figure out who you are.
Yeah.
And that's part of the fun.
Yeah, for sure.
And what's this go for, Bobby?
What is the price tag on this game? $5.99.
Oh, my God. A steal.
Yeah. But you have to, this is local co-op only,
local
right?
Local co-op, yeah. Probably, yeah.
So you have to have friends.
Yeah.
So probably none of our listeners.
Yeah, maybe like a third of listeners have friends.
Yeah.
You could always use the, what is it, Hamaguchi or whatever. There's a way to work around that.
New game mode, Ninja Battle Royale? I don't know about this.
That was in there. It was the bottom selection.
It's basically Ninja Party minus the statuettes.
Oh.
And adding a shrinking circle.
Okay.
Damn it. That would have been nice.
Yeah, we didn't play that one.
Just kind of like... I was talking about this yesterday. I forgot with who.
Mm-hmm.
I think on stream. And thanks for joining the stream if you came. I had a whole 12 listeners or watchers. I was on top of the world. I was talking about how like roguelike is becoming less of a genre and more of a feature in a game.
Okay.
It's like a game mode.
It's like a game mode or like...
Roguelike?
Yeah. Kind of like platforming.
Uh-huh.
Is kind of like...
Yeah, I feel that way about Battle Royale.
Yeah, and that's exactly the point I was going to make. Battle Royale is now becoming a feature and not a genre.
Can you give an example of roguelike being a feature?
Sure.
Like what game?
Prey.
Oh.
DLC.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
I didn't know that had one.
Yeah. And then Dead Cells. It's a Metroidvania.
It's no.
Oh, it's more of a roguelike.
Yeah, it's a linear game. It has like.
See, I understand the point you're trying to make, but I think it applies to roguelikes, but definitely Battle Royale. Like, yeah. I see new Call of Duty is going to have a Battle Royale mode. You know, that's been the meme for a while now. It's like every single game coming out, it's going to have a Battle Royale mode. But I don't know. Maybe I don't play enough roguelikes to really understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I play a lot. I'm flirting with the idea. I'm not saying that this is the way it is.
Yeah.
But. It can be a feature, like in Prey.
Yeah, Dead Cells looks like a Metroidvania, but it isn't at all.
But when I'm talking about a game mode, I'm just saying, like, you know, Battle Royale is a version of this game that you can play. Then you can go play the single player. Then you can play Team Deathmatch. You know, you have all these different options. But I think what you're talking about is a feature, like it's just a component or a part of the game.
You're right.
But roguelikes, that's like an important part of the game.
Yeah.
Like, that's like a thing that makes the game
right
part of the design
sometimes.
You know, now that I think about it, it does have light Metroidvania things, like if you can't open a door, you gotta go find the key,
kill the other one.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But it's like,
yeah,
like you said,
light Metroidvania.
It's like you can't get through the green door until you kill the green boss. It's not like double jump or whatever. Anyway, just flirting with ideas.
Well, no, there
over
is like, like if you go through a game mode, one run, you go to a certain boss and he'll give you like a thing that lets you build vines. So every other run,
oh,
you
that's
can build
right.
a vine.
Yeah, yeah. It is a Metroidvania.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
It is
definitely kind of Metroidvania.
Okay, I'm not going to say this for sure, but I say primarily it might be a Metroidvania with a
Let's say 50-50.
Yeah, 50-50. We'll agree on that.
Yeah. What about...
I don't know what you guys are talking about, so I'm going to huff.
We were talking about dicks earlier, so now we continue on talking about dicks.
What are all these other... All the videos you're showing, Bobby, we haven't seen these dicks before.
These are new dicks.
In case you're wondering what you're talking about.
I like how he has a little sleeping cap.
If you need a little dick in your life. Oh my God. No, he's... Oh, I thought he was circumcised. Not uncircumcised.
I think it was just a sleeping cap.
All right. Well, we're talking about...
Genital jousting.
Are you sure?
He might be uncircumcised.
I think he's uncircumcised, dude. I think that's foreskin.
I see a pretty... Oh, you're right. It does look foreskinny.
Oh, he just got hit by a bus. All right. All right. What are we talking about? We're talking about genital jousting. And this might be the third or fourth time I've brought it up on this podcast. But today legitimately was the first time I had fun playing it. Usually I get grossed out and I can't play it any longer.
Yeah, it did kind of get old pretty quick.
Oh, there's blood coming out of him?
He got a paper cut on his dickhead.
Oh, I thought it was
coming. He definitely has foreskin. Wow, that is prominent foreskin.
We haven't seen that. Oh, there must be a single player. Yeah. Maybe you lose your foreskin as... All right. You tell me. Coming in with
this
fresh
eyes.
This
game is ridiculous. Like,
of course.
There's just like so many. We were playing like a party game mode.
Right.
And like every.
Royale.
Penis Royale. Yeah, for sure. There was like a wrestling mode where you try to throw the other penis off the.
Wrestling mat.
Yeah, wrestling mat. There is one where you try to get a vibrator in each end.
Oh, God.
So it's like three play. Yeah, you got to.
Extinguisher up his ass. He was flying across the room. All right, sorry.
You got to get a vibrator in your ass, and then somebody else has to get the vibrator in their ass, and the last man that doesn't get the point.
Right.
There's a racing. We got to race penises against across a cactus field. It was just ridiculous fun. But it did get kind of like gross at some point. We had to like swallow up the sausages with your ass, and
yeah. Especially when you share them.
When you share a sausage.
You do a little, what is that?
A little smooch.
What's that called? And the Tramp.
Oh, yeah. Lady and the Tramp.
Lady and the Tramp, when they share the spaghetti. You do the same thing with your assholes.
And then you kiss at the
that
end.
That are in between your balls that are on your giant dick.
Yes.
Yes. And then you share a sausage and then you kiss at the end. And hearts go up.
Yeah.
I'm not making any of this up.
Ridiculous game.
We were laughing. What did okay? We played a bunch of. We played maybe five or six
game modes.
No,
games.
Couch co-ops.
Yeah.
What made us laugh the most? I feel like this one.
I
cried one time.
Yeah. This one. We were also playing a little bit of that ball game with the hitting the bats.
This is a ball game.
Yeah. This was definitely laughing the most.
Yeah. So, I think I've always been kind of like. Shitty on this game, but it's $7 and you're gonna laugh your ass off if you're in a room with guys, I guess, maybe girls.
No,
I don't know.
No small children.
Yeah. No. So Christian's mom opened the door and I was like, please do not walk in here, please. And then his daughter did. And then I was trying to shut it down as fast as I can because it's so ridiculous. Just. There's four dicks sliding around the level. This is the base game mode. Four slimy dicks. And every dick has a butthole. And you want to fuck everybody else without getting fucked, but then you might fuck yourself.
Yeah.
So exactly all of that's going on. And let's just say, I'm going to keep going on this. I don't care. If my dick were to fuck Minnie's dick, Minnie's dick's comes. A little bit, and it's so gross. It's turned my stomach a couple of times. So it's like, all right, that's the end of that. It's $6 too.
Do you guys know it's Gay Pride Week weekend? And
that's
San
why
Diego?
We played it.
Yeah, of course.
Duh.
Yeah. Representing
it's fabulous.
All right, let's talk about Dead Effect 2. Who's been playing that?
I did. It was $3 on the Steam sale.
The VR version or?
No, I wish. Yeah. I was playing the regular one. So it feels like a $3 game. It is some sort of. It reminded me a lot of Doom 3. You're in the sci-fi world and zombies are coming at you. I'm not going to shit completely on this game. Like, I think it's totally worth $3. I think it might be even worth $10. The shooting's fun. There's RPG elements. Like, you can get a green pistol versus a blue pistol. I haven't got a blue pistol. I'm assuming that because everything has stats and everything's been green so far. And tons of, like, there's a really big talent tree.
What kind of game is this?
It's a first-person shooter, sorry.
RPG with the RPG elements?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's basically proto...
Prey?
Cyberpunk 2077. I've been using proto a lot. Anyway. So you can go around, but aiming really matters. So headshots obviously really matter. And they'll help a lot. So it's not... You're not fighting in an RPG style. It's a first-person shooter. Yeah. It just has a lot of RPG elements
like in leveling it. Up in weapons.
If you play this game, I'm not guaranteeing you're going to have a good time. I think the shooting's fun. Everything else is pretty much dog shit. The UI is dog shit. But the worst thing, but also happens to be the best thing, is the voice acting. I haven't laughed so hard at a game. Sometimes I'll laugh with a game, like we're playing the dick game.
Right now.
Yeah. We're laughing with it. Obviously, it wants people to laugh at it.
Right.
The voice acting. Please play the sniper, whatever the female world. She is the worst I've ever heard in my entire life. The cadence was wrong. The inflection on her vowels are wrong. Whoever was watching me stream, Barbos, he can say it, has great voice. We were laughing, dude. I had to pause the game and laugh at how bad she was saying. And
can we get a clip of that, Bobby?
I don't know if it'll be the right character, but it'll be like, you have to go save them. I have to go save them?
What?
Yeah. Yeah. And you'll be like, what? I don't know if she's excited or scared.
She's like, is her name Jane?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, that's a half hour video.
All right.
When do they talk?
Oh man, this is awesome.
Oh, this guy's talking over it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was the melee. Right.
Some Brit.
Anyway, it's definitely worth $3. Even up to 10 if you can't get it. I like the shooting. I don't know, but fuck. Please play the female, and please enjoy that. Enjoy that.
Wow, glowing review. All right. Papers, please.
I loaded it up off of your account, Bobby. I didn't put that in there. So remind me about that Dragon Cancer, because I played that as well. I hate games that have menial labor in it, you know? So I was looking at one paper and reviewing it, cross-referencing it with another paper. I'm like, this feels too much like work that I would do at an actual job, so I hated it right off the bat. I played it for maybe 7 minutes. I know that it has a good story and it makes you go through all these feels and all of that stuff. I know, Bobby, you like menial labor type jobs, right?
Or games. Sometimes. I don't know. I didn't even play that much of this game. It becomes difficult at a point. It's basically a puzzle game.
Sure.
But yeah, the difficulty definitely ramps up, and it's one of those games that never really gives you the feeling that you're succeeding. You're just doing the best that
surviving.
You can. Yeah.
I don't think you can, like, really... It's one of these games where you can't really win. Mm-hmm. You either go that way or go that way and survive.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to feel shitty either way. You either, like, start taking bribes or you don't start taking bribes and your family starves and it's shitty. But I didn't even get that far because I don't want to do work. I don't want to do clerical work on a game. But a lot of people speak very highly about this game. So I didn't want to shit all over it, but it definitely wasn't for me. I need exploding heads for most of my games. Yep.
How about that?
Yep. 7 minutes. Thanks.
7 minutes.
How about action, please? Boom. Got him. I'm drunk.
Divinity Original Sin 2. I'm guessing many of you've been playing that.
I played a little bit of it with Sniper, and it was, we didn't play very long. Maybe like 3 hours, which is just it's nothing compared to what you need for this game.
Yeah.
And I was just telling him about this, and he was like, yeah, let's play it, because he was just looking for a game to play with people. I was like, man, you cannot go wrong with Divinity Original Sin 2. And we started talking a bit about it. We loaded up the game. It was like, okay, we're going to go into Tutorial Island. The tutorial is about the Tutorial Island is about 20 hours long. And he was like, what the fuck?
Well, that's not... You're being disingenuous. It's not Tutorial Island.
It's, yeah, it's like not Tutorial Island, but that's what everybody calls it, because that's like Act 1. And sure. It's just like, that's 3 or 4?
Okay, so you can't... I don't know.
That's it's just called Tutorial jump. Island.
Yeah, it's like a third of the game. Yeah, it's the starting area. It's a
good segment of the game, definitely.
Yeah, but it's 20 hours. I'm trying to get away from like a tutorial usually like 1 minute.
Right. Yeah, it's not like, yeah, you're not, yeah, it's not like a 20 hour tutorial.
You're getting a chunk of the game. It's not outside of the game for sure.
Yeah, right.
It's okay.
No, yeah, exactly. But that's just what is known as Tutorial Island for the people that play this game. That's, you know, the whole Redditors and all that.
Especially Chi, who's played it, what, 9 times?
Yeah, something like that. I think we all have.
So I brought this up with you because many of and I were talking about wanting to do more podcasts, mm-hmm, and what could we do in between midweek to
get something
more content.
There. Yeah,
more content. So I was like, hey, dude, what if we play this game, one game, 1 hour a month or a week, and talk about that like it was a story? And he's like, literally nothing happens in an hour.
Yeah, in Divinity, there's nothing. Nothing happens in an hour.
Yeah.
I probably have, I think I have like 60 hours in this game, and I'm not even halfway through Act 2 yet.
Damn.
Yeah.
I'm still stuck on that boat.
Really?
Right when you get off the island. No.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's a hard fight right after that.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass. I think I tried it almost 10 times, came really close.
You're going solo, Bobby?
Yeah. I mean, people can drop in and drop out easily.
We might have to start a game to get through this. That's the only way we got through the first one.
You guys didn't
maybe we'll start a subsequent podcast.
I remember trying to coach you guys on to how to beat the game.
I was like, this is the most brilliant person ever. Like, you knew everything. Hey, check that left dude's armpit. Right there.
Well, there's a lot of mistakes that are going to be made in this game. So once you make all the mistakes, you know what to expect.
Jeez.
But there's one point where you guys like need the soul stones. Like, okay, you guys don't have all the soul stones, so you need to find out which ones you have and get the ones you haven't got.
We weren't about that.
You guys will just... Fuck it.
Yeah,
nope.
Fuck it.
Yeah. Nope.
Not going to happen. And I thought about this more this week than ever before, although I've had this thought before. Game of the year, best RPG ever, mm-hmm, blah, blah, blah. You know, accolades go on and on and on. But for the most part, of our listeners, of our Discord, maybe 10%. Are going to play it seriously.
Yeah.
Like, I played it enough to know that this was greatness.
Yes.
But I did not indulge completely, nor did Bobby, I don't think.
I think part of that has to do with it being a sequel. I mean, we've been through something very similar to this before.
But we didn't do... So, I'm disagreeing only because when the first one came out, we didn't dive into that either. It didn't suck us in.
Yeah, it took us a while.
Like more than a year. And it wasn't until after the Enhanced Edition came out or whatever that we really got into it.
That fixed a lot of problems.
And so I'm just saying it's a weird point that I'm trying to make. Just that if people aren't playing this amazing thing that you made, is it really the best thing ever?
That's I get all. You mean, yeah.
Yeah, it's a kind of a weird thing to try to say.
I think it's a matter of accessibility. Like this game requires a lot of time and a lot of investment. And there's a difference between the two. I mean, a lot of time, but also you have to actually think. You got to work your brain out trying to figure out this game. There's a lot to know. Like you've got to figure out how these characters work, how these spells work, when they're good, what items you need. You got to do a lot of problems. So it's a mentally stressful game. So I think that that's a bit of a barrier for a lot of people. There's something to be said about a game you can just pick up and play.
Oh, yeah.
This is not that game.
No, this game you need to play for 3 hours each time you pick it up.
Yeah, and there's nothing right or wrong about that. It's just a matter of what you are in the mood for, or what type of person you are, what type of gamer you are.
Yeah, for sure, man. This is like you got right on, man. it's definitely requires a lot of investment in this game,
but it pays off. If you have the time, it's worth the time.
Yeah. A great story.
I'd do another run with this. I just wish I could remember more of when I first played through this game because, you know, it, like many of these games, you play through it once, you realize all the things you fucked up on, and then you do your second playthrough, and you're like, okay, well, this guy's going to be the warrior now, and he's going to learn these spells because he's got synergy with this item and that race and, you know, stuff like that. Like, you learn so much, and I feel like I've forgotten a little bit of that since I last played this.
If there's something they dropped the ball on, it's that. And it happened on the first game, or maybe this, since it's happened in both games, I feel like maybe this is something that they like. You not knowing how to play and what classes do, and then you have to restart and restart and restart.
Yeah. I will say this Divinity Original Sin 2 is better than the first one in that regard. A lot of other regards,
and too. Every single ray.
It's a lot more evenly paced between action and the lulls in between, you know, the talk, run around town, talking to people. It's a lot less forgiving. Like the first one, we couldn't beat because we forgot to collect the soul stones. I don't think this one gives you the option to make those types of mistakes.
Right.
Anymore.
Yeah, I think you're right on that. I can't confirm, but I'm pretty sure you're right.
The second one is more accessible, but still, it's a whole lot of game.
Yeah.
I'm going to just really quickly, something that jumped into my mind about this is one of my characters, I was running a skeleton in my crew, and he needed to put faces on his face, like human faces on his face in order to
become that race.
Yeah. Become that. No. Just to like blend in at the very beginning, just to like walk around.
Right.
Cause everybody wants to kill him. And he was asking the vendors independently of me playing. He was going up to the vendors and asking them for a face that he could buy. And they were like, what? And then all the shit went down. Yeah. And it was just like those little intricacies. Like it warned you, don't pick a skeleton. Do not do this.
It's advanced.
This is bad. And so I did it just to see what would go down. And I was like, fuck, this is so interesting. How do you plan for all these fucking, it's like playing a game of, or that when you drop a ball and
Plinko.
Yeah. Like how do you write that many options?
A lot of voice acting.
It's a fucking masterpiece. This is like a Mona Lisa, but at the same time, do you have the time to fly to fucking France to go see the Mona Lisa?
Right.
By the way, I saw it super small. Underwhelming.
Also, the thing about a skeleton is every enemy you come across will have a healing spell, and they will use that healing spell on your skeleton
and heal you. Right?
It fucks up the skeleton.
They know. Oh, damn.
Yeah.
All right. Now I know.
I noticed Superhot and Superhot VR were on sale this week.
I didn't see that the VR because after playing Superhot. I saw, okay, this would be the perfect fucking VR game.
Right.
Seems like it, yeah.
And people tell me, like, you got to play, let's see, what are the top ones? I might even say that Superhot VR is the number one thing that was recommended to me. But, like, I've dropped $200 on a system I don't even own already. I'm not going to do another, I don't know, I think they wanted $30 or $40.
The VR version, I think, is $25, but on sale it was, like, around $15.
I might have done it. I might have done it then. Another thing with VR, I feel guilty or embarrassed to be doing it in the garage when like, people are awake. No, just playing.
Okay.
Like, I don't want people to walk in and I'm like in another world. And
I felt weird when I was in your garage and you're like, hey, we're heading out. I'm like, okay, bye.
Okay, bye, yeah. You were here for like 5 hours, dude.
I woke up early. I was like, let's play some VR.
Yeah. The same way that Bobby, like, I appreciate Bobby. He never turns down food, almost never. Like, hey, dude, we got some ribs. Yeah, I'll try some ribs. The same way you are with, like, just, like, gaming and hanging out. Yeah. It's just, like, I love that people don't turn down because we're offering because we want you to be there. So, anyway, I left, like, early that morning, and Minnie woke up, and he's like, hey, I just got up. And I was like, what are you going to do? And he's like, I'm going to go in your garage and play
Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
Everything.
He played so long, he had to recharge the fucking the controllers. So anyway, I guess I'm talking about the base game here, not the VR version.
Oh, okay.
It's only 2 hours long. Okay. And it's a bit of a mind fuck. In general, I wanted to bring the idea of playing a game within a game up. Like, I think the Stanley Parable, although I didn't play that very much.
The game was weird.
When you're playing a game about a guy sitting at a computer,
yeah.
What do you guys think about that entire like idea, like angle at a story? Were you just like aloof about the whole thing? Like, I don't care. Because at a certain time,
it's kind of like the M. Night Shyamalan effect. Like, it's cool at first, but I think I've played enough of those now that it's not as interesting to me.
This one got to me. I think it's
this one was good. They did it well.
Yeah, they did it really well.
In this one.
So are you talking about the story of this game?
Yeah.
Because I didn't know this game had a story. I thought it was just like going through
different. And that's my biggest point about this game. The mechanic alone, it's a first-person shooter that time only passes when you actually move. So you take a shot, you sidestep, a bullet flies past your head, but your bullet, if you did it right, hits the other guy in the head, hopefully.
Yeah.
Something like that happens. Some sort of interaction of weird time anomaly. But on top of that, they put this very heavy, dense, trying to say a lot story on top of it.
Okay.
About you being in your computer into the game so much that you're addicted and you cannot control what you're doing.
Yeah, it's constantly addicted. Warning you to stop.
Yeah,
it's and of course you keep moving forward. Okay.
All the way to the point where it shuts down the game.
Oh,
you have to restart the game in order to continue this game.
That's funny.
Proving your addiction.
Okay.
But it's only a 2-hour game.
Yeah.
So at the same, like a lot of things are going on. I enjoy this game quite a bit. I believe in Bobby's review of it, he talked about how similar it was to Hotline Miami, I think, is what you said, where it's a very, like, shoot this guy, grab his gun.
Mm-hmm. But paced differently. Hotline Miami really encourages you to go as fast as you possibly can.
Right.
This one, you have to slow it down.
Methodically, but then if you're too methodical, you'll take a bullet. Because time does pass.
Yeah, it's very slow.
Very slow, very slowly, yeah. And if you're looking around, like if I were to look left to right to see who's behind me, that's going to take a little bit of time as well. So it's very, very, very clever. I don't have the vocabulary to go beyond three varies.
I thought you had already played this game.
No, I had never played it before.
Oh, wow. This is a great game. I really like this. It's very short, and it's
which is nice.
The price tag's a little high for a game of this length. I mean, 2 hours, I'd say, if you get through it really quick. I don't know how long it took me because I played it in between rounds of HOTS, but I want to say it took me maybe around 3 or 4. But this game was unique, and I think it was... That's what I'm always looking for in a game, like something that does something different. It's really cool and just fun to play. This game is just fun to play. The whole cool story element on top of it is neat, but just playing this game is a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'll agree with all of that, actually. This, I don't know. If you have a PC, you should probably pick this up. That's how good this is. Just because it's new. It's a breath of fresh air.
Oh, it's still on sale. $12.49 for the base game.
$25 game originally? That is quite a bit.
Wait, for there is DLC.
For a $2 game. Yeah. And, Bobby, would you say $25? Let's just lay it out there. $25 for a 2-hour game, worth it or not? Full price.
If it's a good game, yeah.
No, this one.
Oh, this particular one?
That's steep, man.
It's kind of pricey.
I couldn't justify that.
If it was a good game, I would pay that money. I would pay a lot of money for a good game, no matter how short it was.
Yeah. So if you're intrigued, check it out. It's a first-person shooter where you don't really have to be good at aiming.
Dude, I think there's DLC.
So it might even be... Bobby, would you say that the action, like the gameplay, falls under strategy a little more than it does aiming and shooting and Twitch? Maybe a combination of the two,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, a combination of the two.
Yeah. And look at us. We're stumped. We talked about this for games for 4 years, and we can't really put this in a box. So that's how unique this game is.
Yeah. On sale right now for $10 is, it looks like a new game, or maybe it's DLC. It's called Super Hot Mind Control Delete.
Oh, yeah, that's a DLC. I don't know if they're charging for it, though. Yeah, I'm assuming they will.
Yeah, $9.59.
Yeah, I mean, if it's another 2 hours, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you get that, the original game, and the VR version for $31.05.
As far as the story part, Bobby, like, kind of upset me a little bit. Like, I didn't like it. It made me feel...
It's not a happy ending.
No. I liked it in the fact of what they did, but as far as I kind of got into the whole thing, and I was like, why do I have to do exactly what they're telling me to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like that at all, but that added to the entire experience, if that makes any sense. Kind of like if you see a painting that's painted really well, but you don't like what they painted,
mm-hmm.
that's kind of okay. like what happened.
Yeah.
So this is hitting you on two fronts. One, you got the story that's not standard, and it's been done before, but it's done really well here. And two, you have this gameplay that's almost completely unique. So enjoy it. For $15, I might play it in VR.
Yeah, yeah. Not a bad deal.
Let me jump in right here real quick before I forget. This Dragon Cancer? That Dragon Cancer?
Oh, yeah.
Bobby, you covered this game before, right?
Yeah, I played it.
I believe this is the only game that I think you've admitted to make you cry.
No.
Is that, you didn't cry? Are you sure?
Pretty sure, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so I played it, and it doesn't support 34 by 14, 40.
Okay.
And you don't know this until the third level, if you can call them levels.
This game looks weird.
Yeah. So what happened was a developer's child died of cancer.
Okay.
And he wanted to raise money.
Okay.
To try to pay for the payments for all these incredible debt that he's accruing,
mm-hmm.
and also tell the story of his son. So what they do is they take a lot of audio clips that they have of videotapes of the kid, and they incorporate them into this very poorly visually, it's pretty bad.
The graphics look a lot like Deep Rock Galactic, actually. Yeah, it's very blocky.
Polygonal?
yeah, huge polygons. But I would play... I think Deep Rock Galactic is... I don't know.
I wouldn't call it poor graphics. It's more of a style that they're going for. It's almost impressionistic.
Sure. None of the characters have faces on them. I don't know. It's not about the graphics. It's about the story. So they're playing these audio clips alongside with you going through this world and different kind of mini games inside of it. But the mini games all have like reasons, and they're trying to teach you lessons that the parents went through while the kid was dying. And it's very sentimental and has a lot of thing going for it. But I got to the third level and it just froze. And it's funny because it happened during a scene where you're like waiting for your baby. It was still playing. It didn't freeze completely, but you're waiting for your baby to get out of the crib or like wake up or his breath to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, oh, they're making me wait extra long so that I know what it's like to feel like your baby's you're waiting for your baby to breathe. Right. So I'm like waiting 6-7 minutes, you know, like long periods of time before I realize, okay, let me go check this out. And then I went and checked it out, and yeah, it doesn't support. And they said that they're going to fix it. They never fixed it.
Oh,
so,
man.
So I went to YouTube, and I started watching it from there, but it's not really the same thing because you're watching these mini games as opposed to like going through them.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard for me to say. If I had a regular screen, maybe I could give you a full review. I don't want to give you a YouTube review.
You got the second monitor you can use.
I guess I could, but it's vertical, and I don't think it supports that either, so I'd maybe have to turn it, and that's a lot of work. I'm a very weak person. So all of this 5 minutes of talking, I don't know what to say about this game. Bobby, you enjoyed it overall, correct? Or
yeah, I mean, it's a good game. If you look at it just from a game point of view, it's like an adventure, a 3D adventure, minor puzzle game, but it's really about the story that this guy is trying to tell about his son. And I mean, that part works very well, and it's very poignant in that regard. But yeah, I mean, I enjoyed it. There's some, I think if you buy the game, you get like thank you for playing is video content of them making the game, and that stuff always interests me as well. But yeah, I mean, I don't think all games should be like this. I don't think every game that is like this automatically deserves praise, but I do enjoy these types of games. The one where the story kind of overshadows the gameplay.
Right. Yeah. Did you talk about Yuka's Island already?
No, we did not.
Yeah, I figured we'd save that to the...
Yeah, let's wait till I can pee. No, I'm actually really interested, but go ahead.
Okay.
I know the...
Yes, let's turn this a little bit into a little brighter tone here. The music is amazing.
Get away from cancer, back to dung beetle.
Yeah. The music is amazing, and I made like a little clips of the song that we're going to play while I'm talking about this.
We never get the title of this game right. It's Yoku's Island Express.
Yes. Yeah, pull up that music.
Yeah, we keep calling it Yuko's Island Adventure.
Yes, every time it comes to my head, I'm like, Adventure? No, it's Express. The Express point being that you are a mailman, and you know, just like Pony Express type thing. Mm-hmm. This is a Metroidvania, and I feel that Emilio didn't give it the praise that I feel is worth. So this is the music playing in the background. So this is like the opening theme. Really, really... really awesome music.
Very Hawaiian.
Yeah. This is done by the same composer that did a lot of Star Wars games. He did most of that RPG, the MMO Star Wars. He did a lot of that music. But beyond that...
The Old Republic?
The Old Republic, yes. So this is a Metroidvania game. You control a dung beetle half the time when you're like traversing, but anytime you're actually in like a area that needs to be played, you're playing like a pinball paddles, and it's really fun. There's boss battles you need to beat, a la Sonic Spinball, if you guys ever played that. There's puzzles, like the puzzle in this game is phenomenal. Just trying to figure out what you need to do, like maybe you know that you need to, you know where to go, but you don't know how to get there. You don't know what power-ups you may need, because as in the essence, it is a Metroidvania. You got to go back and forth, try to find the power-ups that you need. Swimming power-ups. I'm trying to think of any other power-ups that are in this game. You have a little a party favor, those little things you blow into, and that's like that will like destroy things. Sounds kind of weird.
No, some things.
Yeah, some things.
You can swim. That's another one.
Yeah, just
you have to get the... Oh, sorry.
No, it's, yeah. But the funny thing about the swim power-up is you get a fish that basically, like, attaches to your butt, and the fish is, like, swimming for you.
That's the worst review I've ever heard.
You just got here. I don't know what else to say about this game. I've been playing it for so long, and I think this is a game of the year for me. This, like, it's in the running up there, but I really can't think of anything else to say. It's a fun pinball Metroidvania.
Which, I've heard so many about, so many versions of that had come out already. Actually, it's the very first, like I said, I don't think there's ever been a platforming game that you don't jump.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, absolutely no jumping. Yeah.
It's very unique. I didn't like it as much as Minnie did.
Yeah,
he's a weird guy, so take that into account before you drop $20.
It's only $20? I thought it was $40.
No.
This is totally worth $20. Mm. I'll buy it if
I got it for $17.99 on Steam.
No, they got a free demo on the Steam page.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. If you like that, you'll probably like the whole thing, because it just elaborates on that.
Yeah, it's also out for the Nintendo Switch, I believe, as well, so which would be like the perfect platform to play this, because it has like the paddle buttons already implemented. It's, you know, I was playing this game for like 2 hours with the just the keyboard alone.
Yeah.
So it was like back in those like the space pinball.
Like shift and the other shift?
Yeah, the two shifts.
Yeah.
And then I would like control Yoku with the arrow keys.
Oh.
And I'm like, why the fuck am I doing this?
Yeah.
Because I was just expecting to play this game for a little bit, see what it's like. Yeah. And I just kind of got addicted to it. I was like, okay, let me start using a controller. Then the gameplay just got so much better.
Like this subtle music playing in the background.
Yeah.
We should do this more often.
Yeah, I was trying something new. I thought it would be really cool because the music is amazing. And man, I can't believe that you just didn't like this game as much as I did. Like, I like this game. Did you?
I like it.
Yeah, you said you don't know if it's worth $20, and I'd pay $40 for it. Like, damn, I would pay twice.
You hear that, Yoku Island Express? Charge him double. See, I haven't got the
swinging
mechanic.
Have you
been that?
Yeah, I'm
okay,
like,
I got
I've
that.
Gotten all the power-ups in this game. I'm just trying to figure out how to get where I need to go.
Because
the puzzles in this game are so elaborate. There's like a side quest, and like you guys know, I fucking hate side quests. I'm excited to do the side quests in this game. Because they all, like, they introduce, like, a new mechanic, usually, and they give you a cool reward.
You're a weird dude, man.
can't deny that. Oh, that's a...
It's a good game. Yeah. I will not say it's a bad game. Bobby, any interest?
Yeah. Okay. It looks good. I don't know. I'm not big on platformers or games that require me to use a controller. I like the look of it. It reminds me of Rayman.
Well, yeah, very Rayman.
The controller use is very, very small, because basically you're using
left
and right trigger.
Left, right, and
that's triggers. Pretty right? much it. Left, right, yeah, and triggers.
Very simple.
Yeah. You have the one button just to blow your little party finger. Yeah, if you ever need to. But that's once you get to a certain part of the game, you pretty much never need to use it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how long did you play? It's like, where did you get to in this game?
No, I still play it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I haven't given up.
Oh, okay.
It's just like my big argument where... My thing is, if you don't play it for a couple games, you forget where you are.
Well, the map does a really good job of telling you what you need to do first. Like the
things
big,
that are glowing.
Yeah, you just pick up the map. It's like this is what you haven't where you haven't been. Like clouds will cover up where you haven't seen yet, so you know where you haven't been. And there's like markers, like this is what you need to do next or where you need to go next. And God, I am so lost right now. It's like. It's I know weird, where I know where
everything.
To go. Yeah, I have everything. I think I have everything.
I would go to where there's clouds.
And yeah, I've seen that, but I don't know how to get there.
Did you figure out the mystery of what happens when you die too much?
There is.
Don't spoil it. But
I haven't figured it out. But like once you hit 50, like you drain the ball 50 times, there's a little animation that plays, and
they release some bats.
They release some. Yeah, release something.
I saw that,
and I'm like. The fuck is that?
Once you drain the ball 50 times.
Yeah.
What game are we talking about? General jousting?
That's that's the term in pinball terms, draining the ball in pinball terms. I used to be really into pinball too when I was a kid.
Yep.
I'm growing my hair out fast. Leave me alone.
Who's Colin Kaepernick?
Colin Kaepernick.
Wow, dude. Where do you live, Bobby?
The moon.
Have you still not used one of the Coca-Cola machines where you can get whatever, one of 100
I don't
flavors?
Drink. Oh, yeah, the ones that they have at the movies. I don't drink soda.
No, I know. Nor do I. But I know what those are. And you were like, I've never seen one.
No, I had never seen one before.
Wow.
Yeah, until I went to the movies that one time and saw someone using it.
Jumps into Twitch. Here's, drain the balls 10 times. Automatically subscribes. Boom. That's what we do around here.
I don't think we've talked about much about the art style of this game, but this art style is very pretty. Like it's very bright in the bright areas and really dark in the really dark areas. Like it feels like the music changes. It gets really somber. It actually has some creepy music in it.
Do you feel like maybe kind of like claymation? Do you get that tone from it?
Not
at
really.
At certain points. It's hard to pin down.
It seems more like
paper mache.
I was going to say in paper, but I can't say paper mache. But it does look like construction paper at certain points. Like certain characters
that's
look
better.
Like they're made
that's
out
a better
of construction
description.
Paper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So point of the game: grab some fruit, get some power ups, and find your way.
Keep on going.
Yeah, and try to figure out why. The island is being desecrated.
Remember, when he says Game of the Year, this is coming from a super weird guy.
Oh, that's the whole... That's like the storyline there. The island's being desecrated. We got kind of a Fern Gully thing going on here.
Something like that. There's like four guardians. Three of them have been marked by an evil presence. The fourth one is on his way out, so you need to find that evil presence before the last guardian dies.
Damn, thanks for all the biddies, Fast. After calling me...
The football emotes.
A rude person. All right.
Got the football emotes in chat.
Moving on.
All right.
What's
next? I think that's it for highlights.
Yeah, I think that's it.
That was solid.
Yeah.
We have no news this week.
You know, there is
literally
a bit of news.
Nothing's happened.
Actually, there's one thing that I remember. Remember a couple weeks ago? I'm going to kill the music here. Remember when.
Weirdo.
We were talking about.
I said it was a good idea.
How James Marsden was going to be in that Sonic movie.
Yeah.
Guess who's playing Dr. Robotnik?
Oh, I know this. Damn it. Oh, yeah, it's Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
Really? That's
perfect. Dr. Robotnik.
I was going to say Danny DeVito, but all right.
Did that would make more sense. Dude, that commercial with him as an M&M is perfect. He's just got such a sense of humor about himself. Yeah, that's the only bit of news that I had. Just thought I'd throw that in there last minute. All right.
But any way that Sonic movie is going to make money.
Yeah, I'll
I don't. Is
I'll
it coming out in theaters?
I don't know. I haven't.
It must be if they've got these big names attached to it. But it's going to be mostly CGI. I don't know, man. I have no. I can't put my finger on this one.
Hey, you've played them all or a lot of them. Yeah. What's the story?
Dr. Robotnik wants
to capture all the animals, right?
Well, that was the first one. He basically wants the Chaos Emeralds to become powerful. The Chaos Emeralds are like a source of power, like actual like energy. So if he collects all the Chaos Emeralds, he has unlimited power. Mm-hmm. That's what they are.
And then as a hedgehog, just having the ability, you're like, that shouldn't happen.
Yeah, basically you just like, hey, nobody should have all the power unless I go supersonic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Super dense story.
Yeah. Sonic's not known for its story.
The lore of Sonic.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk a little hardware. We had a bit of a discussion on Discord about mechanical keyboards. Minnie, are you shopping for a new keyboard?
Yeah, I'm shopping for a new keyboard because I've been using a Logitech G13 game board, which is it's pretty cool because I've been using it for a few years. Took a little while to get used to. Just like it's basically like a one-handed keyboard that has like 20-something keys on it.
Didn't they originally like market those as like MMO keyboards? Those ones that were just one-handed?
Maybe.
I feel like the first ones that I saw, they were marketing towards MMOs. Anyway.
It might have been. But yeah, it's the firmware on it's kind of getting crappy. And like the when I try to switch profiles, it will crash on me. So I can't switch profiles anymore.
Never a good sign.
Yeah, the keyboard will still work, but I just can't change profiles. That's pretty disappointing. So I've been in our hardware section. It's like, hey, guys, looking for a new keyboard. And seems like everybody has an opinion on keyboards, which is cool because I'm like researching it. I didn't know the difference between Cherry MX switches, all the different colors and what they did. And people have been nice enough to like tell me what the difference, like how hard they are to press and their tactile feel.
You're going
to
want
to
watch some YouTube videos on that, explaining the differences between the switches, but also showing you because you don't want to get the clicky ones, man. The clicky ones are very loud.
No, I don't want it.
Clunk, clunk, clunk. Hate that.
Yeah, that's one thing that I hate. Like when playing Overwatch, was a lot of people would have like really loud mechanical keyboards, and that click would activate their microphone.
Yeah,
and I feel like I'm the only one that gets annoyed by it because I'm the only one that says anything about it. So
we had some friends that played Smite on those things, and it was just rough, right?
Yeah, that's tough to deal with.
Yeah,
I mentioned that I'm using a keyboard from WASDKeyboards.com. Mm-hmm. You can get your own custom keyboard here, custom in the way that they build it. So, what kind of Cherry MX key or switches are on there? Mm-hmm. Also,
the keycaps.
custom whatever you want on the keycaps. You can have them blank. You can have them different colors. They have all sorts of really cool designs that you can go with if you want to get something really fancy. You can get 10 keyless. You can get the full 104 keys. Just about anything you want. You are going to pay a little bit more for this. You can get the O-rings underneath the keys to make them even quieter and reduce the amount you have to press down to activate the key.
You paid, what, 110 for yours?
Oh, no. I paid like $200 to get everything that I wanted on it.
Yeah, you can go straight fuck yourself.
That's what I'm saying.
I never mind paying a lot of money to get exactly what I want. If I get exactly what I want and I get quality, I don't put a price on that.
That's completely understandable. For me, I'm looking for something cheap. So people have been, especially Flying Hawaiian, he sent me like a really good link of like, his keyboard's amazing. It's $30. Get it. I'm like, damn, I might actually do that.
We really like our bloody, well, I guess you don't have it anymore, but Bobby and I both like the bloody keyboard that we're using, which is one of those light strike ones, which isn't mechanical exactly. It's, you know, you push down the plunger and it breaks a laser. And
that one was fairly quiet and had a good design too.
I wish I had the model number for
I know these WASD keyboards are expensive. That's a big drawback for a lot of people, but I cannot find any other location where I can get exactly what I wanted. The closest thing I came to was a Philco. I almost bought a Philco keyboard.
And you like the build quality and everything, Bobby?
Oh yeah, it's fantastic.
Okay.
But
see, I want a 60% keyboard that keeps the F keys as well. But I have not seen that. Like, I want the
what
arrows.
Percentage?
60%. 60%
is... What's the other 40%? A flashlight?
It's like the
see, this arrows. Is a 10 keyless right here. It's without the keypad.
Yeah.
Let me bring up they have them here. But the 60% is basically like, remember the old keyboard we used to have in the studio?
That was really a tiny one. Condensed one.
Yeah, that's like a 60%.
So I want a 60% keyboard that keeps the F keys, but that doesn't seem to exist.
See, there's your 60% right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you can get those with the function keys.
Well,
yeah.
Quit being a shitty person and you'll get what you want.
I don't, what?
I'm drunk. I don't know.
Okay.
So stop being so picky and you'll get what you want is what I was trying to say.
Ducky keyboards are pretty popular too, but I think those are pretty expensive.
But, see, even in Discord or Twitch chat, everybody has an opinion on keyboards, which
really comes down to your personal flavor.
Yeah, it's a matter of preference.
And the problem is most keyboards are bought online and you can't feel those.
Right, yeah, exactly. That's why you go with WASD because, Jesus, the price on these keyboards, like $300 for something, Jesus. I'm sure they're awesome.
Yeah, but I mean, double shot ABS.
Shot ABS, dude. That's like double shot PMG. That was from last week. It's a callback. Yeah. Just listen to it.
You could go. You know what I was seriously considering for a while? What are the IBM keyboards that were like coming back? Yeah, the Model M's.
Yes. Yeah.
Those fancy things.
Oh, the sloped.
Dude, I remember these.
Yeah, I had one, and they had like the curly cord.
Those are bigger than most PCs these days. Like, if you buy an all-in-one, it's not that much hardware.
Damn, I think those had springs.
They did have springs. There's a Overwatch Pro that uses one of these.
So what, people are digging these?
Yeah.
They've made a comeback in recent years. They're very expensive, too. Like, they started at $150 on eBay.
Interesting.
Yeah, for 30-year-old keyboards.
Couldn't be less interested. All right, let's move on.
All right. But we have some more hardware to talk about. Minnie, you got a new tablet.
Yeah, I got two new tablets because I bought originally the Kindle Fire 10 HD. And I just assumed that it ran on Android. If it's not an Apple, it runs on Android.
Well, it runs on their own version of Android,
right? It runs on their own operating system. And I didn't like it because I have to go through like the Amazon store for any apps. And Amazon doesn't have all the apps that Android does, of course. And that's what really set me off. I was like, man, I thought this was Android. This is just like their store sucks. And
So if only it ran Windows 10... You would have been happy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
But you're not using this for gaming, are you?
Not at all. No, I just
for watching Netflix.
Basically, yeah. That the web browser on this uses what's called the Silk browser. Never heard of that, but it's
Silk
really
Road browser.
What,
the Silk Road browser? Yeah.
What?
Boo.
Are we taking this historical?
No, the Silk Road is that old website from the dark web where people would buy like drugs. And
I was thinking the Silk Road of like the Asian Chinese.
That's what it's based on.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway.
All right.
Nobody gets me.
The Silk browser is garbage, and you cannot get a new browser on this.
What?
Yeah. There is no.
You can't run Chrome.
You cannot run Chrome. I looked into some APK files. There was like a tutorial on like how to get Chrome on your Fire HD, and I was like, okay, let me check this out, but it didn't work on my Fire HD 10
but you don't want to have to like jailbreak or hack your tablet or phone just to get what you want. Yeah. That's why I don't use iPhone anymore.
So that's why they practically give these things away then, right?
It was $150 for a 10-inch, you know, so it's about average price. It's not like
a
great price.
But okay. But they also plan on getting a lot of proprietary sales.
Oh, yeah. Right. On top of that, the home screen, the lock screen, is 100% an advertisement. You cannot turn it off.
Jesus Christ.
There's always like a new free-to-play piece of shit game on our app store. That pissed me off, too.
That sounds terrible. So what was the new one that you ended up getting?
This is a... God, what is it? Go to the show notes, because it's the Asus something.
ZenPad.
Yeah, Asus ZenPad 8. It's like your average Android... tablet. I mean, it works great. It's good.
Yeah, looks like a big Galaxy Note 4.
Yeah, a little bigger than that.
Or Note.
Yeah,
the Note 4 was the one.
It's a big Note, basically. And this was actually $20 cheaper than. It's a little small. It's only 8-inch screen versus the 10 I had, and it's like $20 cheaper. But it has everything I want.
Yeah. So it doesn't have a cellular plan. You just connect to Wi-Fi.
Exactly. Yeah. And basically, all I'm going to be doing is web browsing, Reddit, and any video player.
So you wouldn't use your phone for this? Because for me, it's like I do a lot of that stuff on my phone, and then like my computer I would use for gaming and production and all that stuff.
I probably would. But the thing is, like, as you know, I'm out of town a lot now. Mm-hmm. So I'm in these hotels, and I don't want to watch Netflix on this thing where I could watch Netflix on this thing.
Well, you got to get a bigger phone.
Yeah.
You got to get...
No, I agree with you on that completely, because I actually been looking at getting that Asus ROG phone that I reviewed a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, that looks good.
That phone looks
You
got to
get away from Apple phones, man.
Hey, I don't pay for this. I got this phone free. Oh, yeah. The plan is I don't pay anything for this phone, so I'm just using it while I work for this company. So.
Reason, what's up, man? Thanks for the subscription. 3 months in a row. I think that might be our longest standing subscription right there. 3 months.
Yeah.
From the beginning. All right. All right. So any more comments on that? Or are we on to listener questions?
Hey, if anybody wants a Kindle Fire HD 10.
Oh, you didn't return that? I thought you returned it.
I'm going to. Actually, okay. I started the process, but they'll give me $150 credit on Amazon. But I just want the cash, so I'll sell it to anybody that wants it for $100. Mm-hmm. Anybody wants it. It's a third off.
After you just talked a bunch of shit.
Yeah, just I mean, it does Netflix, so if you're just doing Netflix, fucking, that's what it is.
Gear grip. Oh, these are computer carrying cases.
Who's saying anything? Bring it with you. PC bring my parts. PC with me.
I don't know if I'd be lugging my computer.
No.
I saw some people who, when I went to QuakeCon a few years ago, I saw some people who had flown in with their computers.
Yeah.
Could not do that. No fucking way, man. When I fly, I take a backpack, and whatever I can fit in there, that's what's coming
with me. That's pretty much what I do as well. Yeah.
All right. Let's get some listener questions here. I don't know where Emilio went or if he's coming back.
No, he didn't say anything. He just poofed. Yeah.
Who knows? All right. Anyway, this one comes from NJ Slap. It says, I bought the Crash Bandicoot trilogy. It's been a great experience, but I don't remember Crash being this hard. I feel like I'm playing Souls Bandicoot. Do you guys remember this game being so tough? Also, if any of you have played it, what are your thoughts? So I don't think any of us have played it. I've actually come very close to buying it. We talked about last week how the trilogy is now on Steam for $40, which seemed a little high to us, but this was such an iconic game. I even looked up. I totally remembered these because I actually saw it in a documentary. I was watching The Toys That Made Us on Netflix. Great series. It's like an 8-part series about all the toys and, you know, how they were made and created and marketed.
Yeah.
But I saw that old Crash Bandicoot commercial. Remember where he's like outside with the megaphone?
It's
the dude
yes,
in the Crash Bandicoot
outfit. Yeah,
it's a
suit, the big...
Yeah. Yeah, this guy. I'll play a little bit over here for you.
So he's in front of Microsoft or something? Nintendo.
Man, your worst nightmare has arrived.
Pack up your stuff.
Remember these commercials? There were like a whole bunch of them. Yeah. But I totally remembered that. But I kind of wanted to get the Crash Bandicoot trilogy. I feel like I would have to use a controller and that I just wouldn't enjoy it and I would have wasted.
I think it's a good
bucks.
Call. You didn't buy it, did you?
No. Okay. No. But Slap is saying that it's super hard. Like, you guys have played. I've never played a Crash Bandicoot game, except
I played
old doesn't mean easy, for sure.
Yeah.
Actually, they had to make them hard to make them last.
Yeah.
Like, how are you going to make 3 megs of content last a month?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just make it super hard.
Now, Scorm says they made it a bit more difficult because they messed with hitboxes.
Oh, you're saying the remake's harder
yes.
than the originals? Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, I don't know.
But
one of you guys remember buy it thinking, and I'll play it off your account.
even when I was a kid, I remember thinking, man, that's aggressive. You can't call out the opposite company on a commercial.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, they were like, in my knowledge, the first ones to actually do it. And then later on, I think Jack in the Box started calling out.
Yeah, McDonald's for like reheating mm-hmm. or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah. I remember the one that sticks out to me the most is like Pepsi versus Coca-Cola. With some kid buys 2 cans of Coke from a nearby Coke machine, puts them on the ground so he can step on those cans so he could reach the Pepsi button.
Well, that's pretty good. Never saw it. The only one I remember that is the Cindy Crawford commercial with Pepsi.
Woo!
See, that's before your time.
No, I know exactly that she was on my wall.
Yeah.
There's a new commercial, a Samsung commercial, where they like take such a stab at Apple. It's the one where the girl's like, having trouble with her phone. Her mom says, hey, you should get a new one. She's driving home. It's raining and the thing like craps out on her. She goes to the Apple store and there's some like nerdy looking dude helping her out. And what's so weird about this commercial to me is that they use the phrase battery throttling or something, or performance throttling, or whatever the phrase is. Remember when that whole thing came out where Apple's like old phones are being throttled to save battery, otherwise they would they totally worked that in, and it seemed so out of place in the conversation of this commercial. And I was just like, I don't know, they didn't capture me with this commercial, is what I'm saying.
What they didn't capture either is when Windows stores started just doing the exact same thing that the Apple stores were doing, when they're doing that free form format at their stores at the mall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Six tables on the or three tables on the right, three tables on the left, products every exact same layout. Just I was like, wow. Wow.
God, maybe I'll watch some streams of this band.
There's being inspired by, and then there's setting up a mirror, and a cash register.
I don't know, man. Microsoft has a long history of ripping off Apple, and you know, other way around too.
It's definitely.
Bobby, what's Celeste? Can we see that?
I've heard a lot of people talk about this game, Celeste. Yeah. It's like a platformer.
Oh. I don't know.
I'm surprised you guys haven't played this. Yeah,
I don't like 8-bit style games.
Yeah. Unless it's Dead Cells.
That's 16-bit.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. You should check this out. I've heard a lot of good things about that, and it's definitely not my type of game.
Really good graphics.
I think my friend Squirmy's here right now. I think he's played it. I think he was talking about it. I don't know. 8-bit, I don't know. 8-bit just seems too blocky for me.
Gotcha. But isn't it all about the fun, man?
Yeah. No, I agree.
I don't like
you.
Buttholes going in dicks either, or vice versa. But we had fun.
All right, second question from NJ Slab. Do any of you remember a game called Shadowrun on the Xbox 360? It was a multiplayer bot game, only had a Counter-Strike like buying system, all different classes, human, dwarves, elves. It also had abilities such as teleporting. This was by far my favorite game as a kid, and I wish they would bring it back.
Well, Shadowrun is a world, right?
I'm thinking of, yes.
It's like
it was
a world
originally like a card game.
I don't know. I think it was
the original one was like a D&D like dice style game.
So
Shadowrun Universe,
right? The Shadowrun Universe, and I feel like that game was built with. I don't remember that game particularly, but that universe is fun. And
yeah, it's a cyberpunk universe.
Yeah, and there's a lot, and they did a good job of like bringing in all the fantasy creatures, so you can play like elves, dwarves, all that stuff within a cyberpunk universe.
Yeah,
and there's a rich even video game. So if you play, what are the other ones? Dragonfall. What's the base game?
Hong Kong. It's the same. Shadowrun.
Yeah. Shadowrun Returns is the first one, I believe. And then Hong Kong. Once you put in that, you can play full on games within this universe. If it was the universe that you liked, there's plenty of it. If it was the gameplay you liked, I don't think any more games have been. There's no action games within that universe now.
No, I don't think there is. No. Everything is kind of like that RPG, turn-based thing.
But these are really well-received games.
There was even an old SNES game called Shadowrun.
There's all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all in the same universe, of course.
All cyberpunk. I remember that cover so well. This game looked so cool to me, and yet I don't think I would have enjoyed the gameplay that much.
No, you have to be like an adult playing this, I think.
Yeah.
The best part of the recent games is the writing. It's some of the best writing I've seen. Just the dialogue and the way people speak is very like natural.
Yeah, the whole cyberpunk thing is like, in Shadowrun, all these mega corporations.
Can you save that and send that to me, please? I need that for later. We're talking about a Shadowrun
promo video of like just cyberpunk girls
doing cyberpunk things. Clad.
Yeah.
All right. Next question, Sniper. Did any of you ever have a RuneScape girlfriend, get married in a video game, have a video game mortgage and kids?
No.
For the first time ever, I wish she was here.
She would be the one to answer this question. I don't think I've ever developed a relationship with anyone in any degree with the opposite sex, at least.
I did attend a
online
virtual wedding.
Yeah, online.
There you go. Online. I was waiting for you to put
like
that
a romantic relationship.
I attended in EverQuest. I attended a wedding that was also a real wedding later on, and they met on EverQuest.
Okay.
So I had this girlfriend, and after we broke up, I got her into EverQuest, and after we broke up, she met a guy on EverQuest and ended up moving in with him and almost marrying that guy.
Almost.
Yeah. He didn't want to get married. Okay. But, like, she, like...
RuneScape married or married? Married.
Like, oh, married they never got life. Married either way. But she did move across the country for him.
Oh.
You know? And I thought that was really cool. I was like, well, I really like that game that I started you off on, you know? And what was my last point? I don't know. Like I said, I'm drunk.
So in this hotel I've been staying at in 29 Palms, the fuck there's that? A, listen,
okay.
There's this girl that serves us breakfast and, so my,
you want to marry her? RuneScape marry her?
Listen, fucking Emilio.
Will you RuneScape marry me?
God damn it. So, the other people I'm working with, no, I'm a gamer, and they're like talking to her. It's like she's a gamer too. It's like, hey, you should talk to this girl. Like, dude, it's just a person. Why? Just because we play games doesn't mean we're going to have anything in common. Anyway, it comes up that I do a podcast, and she says that she's actually moving to Europe right now to marry somebody that she met on World of Warcraft, I believe.
Dang.
Yeah. So that's.
I think World of Warcraft has probably brought the most people together when you're talking about relationships, like people meeting online.
Well, it has the most players.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, in the vein that like you want to know somebody for who they are on the inside, mm-hmm. that's how that happens, right? If the only thing you know is hours and hours of dialogue and voice and stuff, and you don't know their body, like then you know that you actually dig the
yeah.
person. In certain ways, it does have its advantages.
Yeah, no, I can definitely see that. I had like when I was in 4th through 6th grade, I had a bunch of America Online girlfriends, but that's
oh,
like
yeah.
beyond, that's about it. I never had like any other cyber girlfriend.
Yep. My first handle was Cyber Grifter, like 99 or something like that. That got me a girlfriend. I got an Asian girlfriend out of that.
Nice.
Somehow. Yeah.
Nice.
Cause on her profile, she said, if you give me a little bit of time, and it was like dot, dot, dot. And I knew the rest of the lyric was like, I could turn you into sand. It was Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Oh, man. And Bone Thugs was my yeah, jam.
And that was, and off of that, it was like, yep. Moving on. Somebody move this on.
Last question comes from Barabbas84. Podcast question for everyone. What would you say is your favorite genre of game?
Metroidvania.
I am a TBT and action RPG guy.
Mm-hmm.
Turn-based.
I don't know.
I like watching Bobby's face work this out. I don't know either, but I want him to work it out because I know I can.
Turn-based tragedy.
Tragedy. Yeah, I'm thinking
help
TBS.
Us out, Jeff.
Tactical, turn-based. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, TBS.
Actually, there's been episodes where we were talking about like what the best form of combat in any game is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at the time, this is old Chad, we agreed that turn-based tactical is our
there's something favorite. Very satisfying yeah. about that. That
we're talking XCOM.
Play. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, or MechWarrior more commonly. Like that's the best way to mm-hmm. implement combat.
Yeah. And for me, what it feels like is, you know, when you're like young and you're playing with action figures and toys and you're like moving them around on the battle, your imaginary yeah. battleground field. That's what turn-based strategy is to me. Like that it's that, but with the rules in place and I don't know. Favorite genre. You're saying Metroidvania.
Yeah. Platformer. For sure.
Okay. Dude, first person shooter for me, like I keep it simple. First person shooter,
but not online generally. I feel like in recent years, you've really fallen off the online first-person shooter genre.
Yeah, like competitive. Yeah. Like first-person shooter is my single-player campaign mode. Online, I don't know, or MOBA, I guess.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, really.
I do you attribute that to one game, or are we trying to think larger than that, though? I don't know.
I actually want to do a segment later. I've been starting research on this, but Metroidvania, it's just like reviewing a whole bunch of Metroidvania games, giving their pros and cons, and which ones should be. But
I think Fastidious was asking about that a week or two ago.
I'm going to go ahead and go on a limb here. Most of them aren't bad.
Yeah.
Like I'm hard pressed to think of like, ooh, that was a really bad Metroidvania.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a lot of good examples. How do you fuck up a Metroidvania type game? Like, how would you make a bad one?
Well, I don't know.
The problem with it is I think you have to think so far ahead in order to plan one out.
Yeah.
That if you're going to take that much trouble, the mechanics are going to be an easy part. Yeah. Does that make sense to me?
You. Yeah.
Like, if you're going to plan out this in giant world that with all these interlaying things, you're not going to fuck up the running and the jumping.
No, it was amazing. It was like Metroid for the GameCube, the 3D version was amazing. Metroidvania game. Like, it was, of course, it's Metroid.
Is that the first person one?
Yeah, it's the first person. It's just crazy how they were able to implement that into a first person shooter game. And this was awesome.
The same way that I was saying how, like, why roguelikes aren't the AAA graphics.
Yeah.
Same thing. Why do Metroidvanias have to be 2D side scrollers? And it's not the 2D part that's appealing to you, right?
Right.
It's the inherent spirit of the game.
Yeah, and it's weird because, like, I don't like exploring games, but Metroidvania games.
What about Metroid Prime?
That's what I'm saying. That's the game for GameCube. Where they made it 3D. I'm saying
that's a Metroidvania in first person.
Yeah, and it was awesome.
Yet it hasn't been explored since that I know of. I can't
think of another one. Like, the Metroid Prime is the only 3D.
But hey, game devs, all billion of you that listen, get on the ball here.
But was that, I know you liked it, but was that like the critical reception of it? Everybody really liked it. That game was considered successful.
Yeah, that was a huge hit.
Mm. Okay. I never played it.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of looked cool to see Metroid like done that way. And traditionally, when you take a game that has always been in this genre and then you put it in a new genre, that usually doesn't work out.
Yeah.
That rarely works out.
That's why I would say, like, it's so hard for Nintendo to make mistakes. Because, I mean,
I disagree because anything from after GameCube and before the Switch was all garbage.
So
almost always. Like 90% of it was garbage.
I guess the Wii. I mean, that's
the Wii and the Wii U and the Wii. There was a one after the Wii U. Oh, no.
Maybe the platforms, but there had to have been good games.
Like, no, there definitely was. They're like, the people loved the Zelda game for that.
That was the one that he said earlier. Arcania of Time?
No. For the Wii, it was like Princess of Darkness or something.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
But in general,
yeah,
they did make mistakes. Right?
But the console, I guess. I mean, Wii wasn't really a huge...
Right. I don't know. We all know enough. We're not talking about this.
We're not a console podcast here.
Maybe
Twilight
soon.
Twilight Princess.
In 2 weeks, we're like, welcome back to the Switch podcast, where we switch from PC to...
all right. I think that's the show. What's everybody playing next week?
I just listened to last week's podcast yesterday. I mean, day before yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, something funny happened. I don't know how to explain this without getting myself in legal trouble. But there was somebody who didn't speak English in my truck, and I was listening to my podcast the entire way home from something.
Uh-huh.
And it was like an hour long. And I was listening to a podcast. I don't give a shit about him and his needs. And anyway, so I'm listening to it. And then I started talking about the Skyrim commercial, and I was like, he doesn't speak English again. And I was like, whoo, ha. And then the girl comes in, and I was like, ha, ya, or whatever. And the guy starts laughing. He's like, this guy's fucking funny. He doesn't know that it's me on the podcast. And I was like, what a more genuine compliment can you get in life? Like, if he doesn't know who it is and he's saying...
You're trying to say your comedy just transcends all languages and borders here.
That, and it's also like somebody telling Clark Kent that Superman's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah.
You told him, though,
yeah. Or even better, it's more like somebody telling Superman that Clark Kent's
pretty
cool.
Pretty cool dude.
Yeah, pretty cool dude, that guy. Yeah, that's a good... So I'm driving, and I'm like... I just cracked a smile. It was sweet. It was super sweet.
Yeah, on top of the world, huh?
Yep. haven't come down since.
I'll be playing more Yoku or Yuko or whatever the hell it's called. I don't know why I can't. I get those two vowels. No, it's Yoku because O before U in the alphabet as well as the name of the game. That's how I remember that.
Yep.
Like stalactite.
Yeah, that one.
Which one is that?
Stalactite is up top. Because T for top.
Boom. We learn things here.
Yeah. I've always learned stalactites, hold on tight. So, you know, there's gripping the ceiling.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Shitty way.
I'm sure, like, that's most of how our listeners, like, we should take a poll. Like, who learned which?
Do you guys have any, like, cheats for learning how to, like, spell words back in the day or whatever? Like,
of course, Jim Carrey's B-E-A Beautiful.
Never forgot it after that.
Right.
After he did that, I never misspelled that game, that
word.
That word again.
Yeah.
Actually, Chad, old Chad, not you, old Chad.
Okay.
The better Chad.
Why did you even have to say that part?
No, because I'm drunk and I'm mean.
His hair is definitely not as cool as mine. It's
your hair is on point.
Oh, thank you.
I gotta say.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Anyway.
Hey, that, ladies.
What do you say? Now that you're single?
I guess it's out now.
Ladies out there.
Wow, you're single, she's single.
Don't, please. We don't need to get a whole other Discord discussion.
Like zero.
Yes, thank you.
Or is there? Tune in next week. Dude, we got to play that angle.
Smoochie. Benny Del Macho.
Can we?
It's my twin.
Can we not?
It's like a Mexican soap opera.
I forgot my fucking point. I don't even know what we're talking about.
We're talking about games we were playing next week.
No, but we weren't, though. So much happens instead.
It's what we were supposed to be talking about.
I didn't even cover Wizard Legend this week. You guys skipped over me.
It was in the notes. I tried to bring it up.
Yeah. So more of that next week. Like I say, it's my new Binding of Isaac, although it's not as good as Binding of Isaac. And I want to get deep into something, but I can't. There's stuff outside that's keeping me from gaming too much. So, yeah. Bobby, what do you got?
I don't know, man. I'll see where the wind takes me, dude. I'm just along for the ride. We'll see what game pops up.
How much more do you have? How much?
Of what?
Free balling.
Oh, God. August 13th is the day I go back.
That's like a month from today, pretty much.
Yeah. It's going to go quick, though. Yeah. So I'm going to enjoy it while it lasts. I really want to get back into Knights of the Old Republic 2, the Sith Lords. I want to finish that. I just got a good amount to go through. No, I didn't play the first one.
How much of the how much of the comic books that you went to the store and bought have you read?
Oh, zero. Yeah. Haven't got around to that.
Oh, okay. That's too bad, because those are really expensive titles.
I know. I paid a lot of money for those. I shouldn't really read them.
Rupees. They took all my rupees, and now I have these.
What comics did you buy?
Tales of the Jedi.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
There's so many. And you know what? I understand Marvel's move. Okay, first of all, do you care that Marvel said this is not canon anymore? Obviously, you don't. If you
Marvel
it
or LucasArts or film or whatever?
No, Marvel did. Well, Disney bought Marvel.
I'm not that into it to get caught up in the like.
They did get too crazy. I mean, we're ending up with rainbow lightsabers and all that. Yeah,
there was a lot of weird out there shit. Yeah. And I think that's actually what drew me away from it when these originally came out so long ago. I was just like, this is a little far-fetched, you know, for the Star Wars universe. But I also read all the Kevin J. Anderson shit, you know, the Heir to the Empire and the trilogy that takes place afterwards.
Did you read the Timothy Zahn stuff?
Yeah, I read all that stuff. Okay. You know,
Stuff was great.
Yeah, I read all that stuff, and like I liked it, and I kind of committed it to memory, like this is part of the Star Wars universe. But
now you have to kind of forget.
Yeah, you got
to
delete that and start all over again.
Which made me I was interested in why you were interested in that after they said it doesn't matter anymore.
I don't know.
I see both arguments, though.
I'm not caught up in like, well, this is official and this isn't. Like, I don't care. I'm looking for a good story.
I've never
looking
heard Bobby make time. That voice before.
Him?
Yeah, that voice is completely new to me. Yeah.
What voice? He doesn't do a lot of voices.
This is official. This isn't. I've never
Do you have any voices, Bobby? That was one. That was your official voice.
This is inside the actor's studio or something.
Oh, man.
I got a Bobby giggle out of that.
The worst. Do you know how hard I have to work for one of those?
That's my worst.
700 jokes. I get one giggle. You. What's his name? The guy from 24?
Okay.
What's that guy?
Kiefer
Sutherland?
Sutherland, yeah.
Yeah, he was on Inside the Actor's Studio, and he's like, what is your favorite word? And he goes, gravitas.
Was it gravitas or dignitas?
No.
Is dignitas a word?
Yeah, we had this whole conversation. I don't think it was on a podcast. We had a whole conversation on whether or not dignitas was a word. Yeah.
Maybe it was dignitas. I think it was gravitas, though. Mm-hmm. Anyway, which is the most...
Dude, that show, that happened so many times. I watched the one with Jason Bateman, and there's so many times where you're just like, holy shit, dude, let the air out of your head, bro. Like, they get pretty...
It's a very special kind of person that becomes, first, an actor, and then, second of all, a successful actor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like, you have to be crazy, and then it works, and then you get more crazy.
When I was in Burbank visiting my girlfriend, we'd go around, ex-girlfriend, I guess. Thanks for bringing that up.
I know. You didn't tell me. You didn't confide in me. Well, I saw you. Okay, but, well, I was off.
All right. I'm just saying, like, I never
saw you sad. And you didn't confide in me.
What?
No. Nope.
You're making shit up now.
No, you were here. All right.
It's the end of the show spiral, folks. Hang on.
But yeah, in Burbank, there's a whole bunch of actors. Shut up, Emilio. Whole bunch of actors in Burbank, and all they talk about is acting, and I was just getting so annoyed because, like, they're nobodies, but they're talking like they just know all the actors, and they're just inside on everything. It's like, shut up.
See, I love that about Burbank. I love going to Burbank and hearing everybody talk about the industry.
Right, yeah, and they're nobodies. They're absolute nobodies.
Right.
But they talk.
That's Hollywood. Everyone's trying to become somebody.
Less than 1% of actors make a living only acting. Like, they might act and do this or that. Less than 1%.
It just annoyed the hell out of me.
I gave him an Uber ride to a guy. Like, his friends were jabbing him about, like, going to L.A. and becoming an actor. And I dropped that on him. And he's like, less than 1%? I was like, less than 1. So you're going to have to work at a cafe and be the dead guy in shot number 3.
Yeah.
Like, it's super hard.
I got you.
It's super hard.
Recycled makes a point here. The socializing within their peer group, it's healthy, I think. And I can't disagree with that, but it's like they're all just trying to one-up each other on who they know and what they've done.
Well, it's just... Anyway, we're getting into a larger thing that has nothing to do with...
I mean, I don't know anything about the industry, so I'm just speculating completely.
No, but you got to say, it's filled with people that want so much attention, the maximum of attention. Mm-hmm. And those people aren't
people that live off attention.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and not to say that they might be flawed, but it's just rough. It's a weird environment to be around a million people that want all attention.
Yeah,
yeah. There we go. So that's Super Mario is great. Dun, 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 dun.
You know, you're going to close this out there?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Speaking for Bobby. I'm not thinking about your name. I'm thinking about how I'm going to do titties. Mini and Metroidvania titties. Goodbye, everybody.
And yourself.
Love you guys.
Completely forgot about yourself on that outro. Bobby, Mini, and Metroidvania titties. You didn't say myself. Speaking for Bobby G, Mini, myself.
It throws me off. It's been different. A lot of pandas.